Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being in the locker room in high school and everybody realizing you have the smallest dick.
I hated it when that happened.
Yes, you had a very small dick, but you probably should have gotten out of the boys' locker room.
Yeah, that probably would have been best.
I never got undressed in the locker room.
No?
No.
We appreciate that.
Because it's just that?
Yeah, I don't want to walk around naked.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. I mean, I changed it to underwear.
Yeah, in underwear.
I didn't take showers. Can I get through the intro before we talk about more of your issues?
Yeah, please. We'll get back to them.
That was Joe Curry talking about his underwear in the locker room over there. That was Pip Helix with the huge cock.
Hi.
I'm Davin Rosenblatt. This is a train wreck as always. You are listening to Davin's End, like I said. Best way to interact with us tonight is go to the DavinComedy.com chat, Davin's Den chat room. Go to DavinComedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den chat room and try to be more cogent and coherent than I am.
Definitely strip down to your underwear, which we wouldn't do in gym class.
Joe, why wouldn't you get down in your underwear?
Huh?
Huh?
I would get down in my underwear. I just didn't want to take, you know, walk around naked and stuff like that.
Always seemed very gay to me.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you want to oil the lads down after a game of baseball, but to walk around when that's finished.
Well, I do.
Of course.
Go ahead.
I remember when I was on a football team, you know, they took a shower, but one of the coaches who was my science teacher, you know, was naked in the shower. I never looked at science the same way again.
Oh, no. Wait, hold on a second. The coaches get naked in the locker room with the kids?
Well, why wouldn't they? Yeah. Show you, you can be all you can be. It's like the Army. Look at my large member.
Oh.
If it's good enough for Penn State, it's good enough for your local high school.
I'm sorry. I'm like speechless about this.
Well, if you saw the coach's cock, yeah, of course you did. Wow, I think his penis has been doing push-ups. Is it possible for a white man's penis to have a bicep?
Look, it's bulging.
Why is he doing curls with little Joe's hands? What's going on?
Spot me.
There, Joe, got it, coach.
Hold on a second.
Get it out of your mouth. Anyway, we move on.
I wouldn't get into my underwear. I wouldn't get or naked for that.
And Mr. Helix appreciates that.
I know he does. He says, "Oh, thank you."
No, this marriage will work much better if you remain fully clothed.
Could you hit the lights?
The mystery in it.
Absolutely right. I keep myself fully clothed, so my wife just thinks everything's together underneath here. It's a fucking train wreck. It's like Hiroshima.
Melted?
No, bunch of melted Japanese people sticking to me.
That's tough.
Well, I have a yellowish pal to me now, but it's okay. My belly button's a little squinty, but you know what you're gonna do?
Your belly button's squinty.
Well, Hiroshima.
I guess it's a ninny.
It was a racial. It is an ninny.
Yes.
It was a racially insensitive comment.
Okay, quick poll. Any, Joe?
Any.
Oh, all right. As long as we're all on the same page.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Can I move on with the show?
I guess so.
Thank you. Glad we got that. I think a bunch of people just barfed. any outy fucky yui. All right. Joe will be in the chat rooms in a little bit, corresponding, trying to get everybody over to the Davin's Den chat room on Davin Comedy. Joe is working tirelessly at the computer. It's like he's trying to land a plane.
He's herding cats over there.
No, that has a chance of working.
That does, because we have one right here, and it's very attractive to Joe.
Who wouldn't be? He smells like cat food.
That's just his hands.
Well, that's warmed over roadkill.
Oh, wow. You stop to scoop those up on the way up here, do you?
He doesn't come empty-handed. He's a very generous man.
I know.
The kid loves dead raccoon. Make a coonskin cap out of it, she says.
Oh, it's always pancakes, though. Always pancakes.
Well, that's how I like it. All right, we got show news.
Yes.
We got a new affiliate. We are now, tonight, right now,
this very moment,
people listening to this palaver and nonsense on HitZoneRadio.net.
Welcome, you poor bastards.
HitZone Radio plays today's hit music and will feature some talk shows like ours. We're the Maiden Voyage, first live stuff on the air. We're sorry.
Sorry about that.
So starting right now, you can listen to us on the HitZone every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. until we get exhausted of this nonsense.
Well, that's very exciting, and welcome. Welcome to our...
Ta-da! That was probably Joe signing in somewhere.
That was really nice.
Somewhere.
I love it when that happens on time.
So we're very excited to be on the HitZone.
Yes.
So working with an old pal of ours, Donnie.
Oh, yeah. Donnie's cool.
So Donnie is very cool.
Donnie has fished us out of some technical glitches.
He's reached his hand into the toilet bowl that is this show and rinsed off a couple turds on several occasions.
Yes.
Thank you, Donnie. You're a saint.
That wasn't the way I was going to put it. I was going to say pulling us out of a ditch, but whatever.
Nah, he can't do that. He's not a miracle worker.
Yeah, I know. But we're still in the ditch.
Yes, Donnie's helped us. Also, we're doing something really cool. I'm really excited about this. Our longtime sponsor and friend of the show, Success Martial Arts, is sponsoring a very cool fundraiser. They are doing a board breakathon to fight bullying.
That's board, not ball.
Yeah. So you got to see how many boards you can break. The proceeds with your hand or your foot or your balls, whatever, as the case may be.
Ow.
The proceeds of the event will go to give martial arts training for kids who have been bullied or who are bullies to teach them a better way of life. Because I always say, you know what? Give the bullies another weapon.
I know. I was thinking, you know, I'm not sure about that part, last part.
You know, let train the creeps. But no, my eye would be raised, but I know the way Success Martial Arts works, and I know that if anybody can get these kids to behave in a proper manner, it's them. Otherwise, it's a throat chop.
And and karate teaches respect.
It certainly does.
It does.
I should enroll
myself
I should enroll you guys.
I took a karate class.
Well, no, but I mean now, currently, you should have the respect for me that I deserve, the gravitas.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Well, maybe if you had karate, it might. The event is taking place at their Central Valley, New York location on January 19th at 10 a.m. It costs just $5 a board to sponsor. So if like you want to sponsor 4 boards, that's $20. 5 boards, $1. We're going to be represented. We're having a team. It's consisting of myself, Joe Curry. I want that sound effect all the time.
Whenever you mention yourself. Ta-da!
As finally some respect in one of the chat rooms that I deserve. I'll get to the chat shortly. I have to do the read. I'll get there shortly. Myself, Joe Curry, Pip Helix, who I actually think will be better at breaking boards than Joe Curry, by the way.
I don't know about that.
No, I've seen the two. I've seen the two of you in action.
But you want to know
something? You try. Joe is very dainty.
Yeah, but you want to know something? I'm a keyboard player. If I don't want to screw my hand up.
Well, you know, with those gigs every 3 months, you know, there's a chance.
No, it doesn't even matter. No, and you know what? You attack it on the
well,
little...
Fortunately, this is post-big Rotgut gig, yeah. so you should be fine.
But
believe me, if it was pre, I would not be doing it.
No.
Because Joe says, fuck the children.
But you know what?
In that case, yes.
It is interesting.
You're right.
Because you're hitting on the little finger side, and the tendons for the little finger and the next one are shared, and so for a keyboardist to mess that up is pretty bad.
Yeah. I thought you said it was interesting.
What do you mean?
Well, you said it's interesting, and then the stuff you said after that wasn't.
Oh. I lied.
Damn you, woman!
I often do.
I get fooled every time by your gender.
You get sucked
so hopeful,
in.
So hopeful. This is going to be the time.
This is going to be the time that it's something good to hear. No, it's not.
It was if you play keyboards, it's very interesting.
Okay, that was a niche statement then.
Thank you. This show's a niche show.
It is.
All right, and my own little ninja, Skylar.
I know.
She'll be on my team. Yes. She's very excited about joining the team. She's actually going to make her radio debut.
She is going to be the star of our team.
She's
no going to
be the one that's going to win the most points.
She
tell
is.
You that.
Well, no, we're not competing against each other. What we are willing to do, we're willing to take on all comers. You get yourself a three or four member team. We'll challenge you.
Yeah.
We'll take on anybody. Or, you know what, if you want to sponsor us, because we're going to be doing a live show from Success Martial Arts. We're going to be doing a Saturday morning 10 a.m. show, special show from Success Martial Arts. If you donate to us $5 increments, we will shout out for or plug anything you want.
Yes.
So if you got a business or if you're a band and you got gigs you want to announce or a website you want to draw people to, a comic or something, a great opportunity for as little as $5.
Contribute to a really good cause and you get your publicity.
Exactly. And, you know, for the other radio shows and stations that we're on, we're encouraging them to participate because we're going to have all them on the air if they wish.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a really good time.
Yeah.
If you want to donate to our team, best way to do it is email me at davin@davincomedy.com.
Right.
Or you could just send a check made out to me to P.O. Box 535, Warwick, New York, 10990. It's Davin Rosenblatt, P.O. Box 535. Warwick, New York, 10990. All the proceeds are going to help get these kids some martial arts and give them the self-confidence. I've seen what it's done for my daughter, so I'm excited that we can do these for other kids.
In all seriousness, it really is helpful for their self-esteem.
It certainly is.
And that's at the end of the seriousness.
And now on to douchebaggery.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay for assholes! We got the right squad.
Were you ever bullied, Davin?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Every week.
Really?
No, no. Yeah. I wasn't always the cool kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't terrified the way it was. I guess I was the bully in some instances, but I would fight back. And the thing with a bully is once you knock them on their ass, or at least attempt to knock them on their ass,
yeah,
it's usually pretty much done.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I didn't have any karate training. I just had, like, I just wasn't going to fucking stop. I'm, like, tenacious.
You're just a street fighting man.
No, you just got to kill me. Yeah. I mean, that's why we're here every week. They ask me to stop, and I won't.
You're a honey badger.
Yes. All right.
Tenacious. Joe's smiling. Were you ever bullied?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've heard the stories of his family.
besides
by your mom and dad.
By people that you're not related to?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of surprised. But you know what? You can't tell from looking at adults what their life was like as children. I was bullied, too.
Oh, I was bullied, too, yeah.
Yeah. So we all could have used this.
Oh, I'm glad you guys could elaborate on that. Yeah, I was bullied, too. Was there, like, a point to that or just an affirmation?
No, I was just wondering, you know, had you experienced any of that?
I haven't. I'm very empathetic.
Yeah, me, too.
I'm not the douche I appear to be.
Joe, silent.
Joe, are you online yet?
I'm working on it.
Oh, great. Okay. Assholes are standing by.
Wait a minute. Don't call our audience assholes. Or are you talking about us?
I'm talking about you.
We're standing by.
Utes.
Utes.
Joe's trying to get into the other chat rooms to direct people here.
I had a really gross situation at work happen to me, my day job.
What happened?
Here?
No, but why not?
I was sitting in at the conference room with my boss and his direct underling, another female, and me, and we're on a conference phone call.
Right.
And this man is he's a bully, and he's a disgusting man.
Your boss is a bully.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
And he has really disgusting personal habits at work. He walks around with a cigar, and he doesn't smoke the cigar. He bites pieces off of it and chews it.
Delicious.
Yeah, and he chomps around on that cigar all the time, and it's pretty gross because it leaves that delightful scent on his breath, too. So when he gets close enough to you, you're like...
Bites a cigar.
Yum. I don't know.
No.
That's not a man you want giving you a blowjob if you're a gay man, by the way.
Oh, you don't want...
Okay.
Or how about if you're
too
just...
Much?
Yeah.
How about if you're just straight and he comes in for the kiss? Ugh.
Well, that's because he smells bad.
Yeah, because he's been chewing on the tobacco wad all day. Yeah. And then we find those chewed wads all over the building. He leaves them. Sometimes when he uses the men's room, he leaves his cigar in the water fountain in the hallway for people to just come upon. It looks like a turd lying there. It's really nice. But the best part was during this conference call. Now, he had really, really bad teeth, a lot of missing teeth.
He's British.
No, he's not. But he recently had a lot of dental work done, so he got, we didn't know what, but all of a sudden he showed up with teeth. We couldn't tell what was going on there, but he had a lot of work done. He got full dentures. And so while we're on this conference call, all of a sudden I see him shuffling some papers, and there's a tray in front of him where he keeps his horrible cigar and used pieces of cigar. And I see the teeth lying there.
So, oh, dentures.
Yeah. He's been sitting there on this conference call with me and the other woman in the room, and the teeth are there in the tray, right?
Well, that's then disgusting.
Why, you know, if I'm that guy, I'm not really going to put the dentures in my mouth to bite. I'm just chomp, 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 chomp. Chattering teeth.
Oh, yeah. It was just the bottoms.
Oh.
Or I don't know if they're the bottoms or the tops, to be honest, because as soon as he realized, oh, yeah, because he was going to have another meeting with people coming in after this, as soon as he realized, oh, yeah, there are my teeth, I better put him in, he makes the move. He's going to put him in front of us while he's on the phone call.
Really?
I couldn't look. And the other woman looks away like, I'm not here. I'm not here. I'm not seeing any of this. Then he put him in.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next thing was he went to work on his nails. He started cutting his nails.
Because he doesn't respect you guys. Because you're underlings. You're nobody. You might as well be the cat.
I know. We were not even present.
Well, you are, but you're insignificant.
I know.
Know your role, stupid.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? If my nose is running, get me a tissue because I'm going to use your sleeve.
Oh, I don't sit that close.
Well, maybe. Well, it's a good thing. Otherwise, I'll shoot you a snot rocket. Now you know your role. That's fine.
But
you don't do that with people that you respect or value their opinion.
Not at all.
No.
No
well,
way.
He doesn't respect or value your opinion.
I mean, it's everybody. I mean.
I'm going to pick my ass.
not again.
Excuse me while you get the figures for the last quarter.
I'm going to pick my ass.
I don't think you'd say excuse me. I think it would just start picking.
Go to town. Well, that was next. Not the ass.
All right.
He stuck a Q-tip, not a Q-tip. He stuck a paperclip in his ear and
That's
started
brave.
Rotating.
That's brave.
I know. Not he didn't unwind balls. It. He just took the
probably
round
scratched
part.
Them too while he was there.
So now I'm wondering how much waxy residue was on every damn.
Right, so it's disgusting.
It was nasty.
All right, fine. Welcome to working with others.
Have you ever had somebody do something like that in front of you?
What?
Any of it.
Somebody
that you're not related to in your family.
Because that's okay. No, probably not.
No, but I mean, when you're living with people let down their guard.
Oh, they certainly do.
You know, when you're home. Joe, you ever had a meeting where somebody's like grooming themselves in gross ways in front of you?
No, I never had a meeting, but I had one of my relatives. I had my relatives over the house from upstate one day, and it was my sister-in-law's brother that was there too. And the guy was a little bit of an odd dude.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having milk with the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And takes the milk, passes the milk around. He takes the milk, he pours his milk into the coffee, and then he licks the carton where the milk comes out.
No.
Yes.
Was that the community carton?
The one that's going back in the fridge, yeah.
Everybody drinks out of the bottle. I don't know about the licking the bottle,
but
everybody drinks out of the bottle.
Lick the carton.
Lick the cardboard.
Yeah, it's cardboard.
My family upstate, just some of them just amaze me.
Joe's the couth one.
Well, you know.
You know, because Kong can be house trained.
I hate to tell you this, but sometimes, in some occasions, a couple of weeks ago, that instance several years ago, I am the couth one.
That's why we don't let Joe out in front of nice people. He's an animal.
I'm just surprised when people do really, really disgusting things like that in front of others. And in a work scenario.
Because he doesn't respect you.
Oh, no, I know that. I've known that for years. Now,
excuse me while I scratch my balls.
Oh, see? Yeah. There's another situation.
Well, guys will always scratch their balls. That's not a respect thing. You can't do it.
I mean, you've had
I can. Right in the middle of my set. Scratch.
Your balls itch in the supermarket?
Yeah, they have.
Then what do?
You scratch them.
Well, you can't.
You don't put your hand down your pants.
Yeah, but you got to find an
my balls.
Aisle.
I got to find. Now, where would ball scratching be accepted?
Yeah, you
understand
with athlete's foot? It's kind of close.
You understand? Yeah, right. There's cameras in the.
I like to give a show.
Ball scratcher aisle three. Ball scratcher aisle three.
People pick their nose in public. They pick their ass. They scratch their balls. You're under the illusion that nobody's watching, but Big Brother's watching.
I know, but it's a show. Thing. If you think that you're surrounded by strangers, I just can't get over. And I know he doesn't respect us, but who the hell would think that this was acceptable?
You know what? I just remembered when I used to work at my last job. There was a woman that they hired there who was disgusting.
Do tell.
Disgusting.
And my partner goes, you know, she scratches her ass. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And she goes, yes. She digs in.
No. Not just like a little scratch on the
just
butt
digs
cheek.
In,
but...
Yeah, digs in, right? So
it itches.
In the department I had, and this is going years back, we had the fax machine in there. So people were coming in fax.
Right.
So she goes, watch the next time she comes in. So she comes in, and all of a sudden she's faxing, and she goes, take a look. And I'm like, she's, wow.
What? What was
digging for gold?
No, and down her pants or
yeah,
just...
down her pants.
No,
I'm
want to shake,
and I'm going holy shit!
Is she hot?
No, she was a creature.
Well, she's hot.
She was
if
a
she was
creature.
Hot, it's almost acceptable.
She was a creature, and my partner's son was helping us that summer. During the summer, he was expediting orders for us.
Right.
So he's sitting there working, and I go. Yeah, what? Take a gander. He had to go to the next building. He was late. He didn't know what. He comes back. He goes, dude, I didn't know I was going to vomit or laugh.
Do both.
It was disgusting. And this girl was like, she loved Sylvester the Cat and Tweety.
Right.
And on her desk, she had all the Sylvester the Cat and Tweety stuff on
right.
there. And her boyfriend looked like a like the monsters and shit like that. So they fired her. So I'm
Wait. Did they fire her because of what?
Because I guess she wasn't that good of a worker.
Okay.
And she just dressed disheveled. Not yet. I'm working on it. And you know what I told her? I go, when they let her go, they should just dress like Sylvester the Cat and go, you're fired.
Really? No, but I mean, she was. What I was getting at was, she wasn't fired because she was a creature. She was fired because of other reasons.
No, you can't let somebody go
because
they're a creature.
No.
Well, unless they bite somebody.
Yeah.
Sounds like she was capable of it. That's pretty. That is extremely nasty behavior in the workplace. Don't you wonder after seeing something like that that when they hand you things, I mean, I'm not.
That's
a
why everybody's got Purell.
I know. I'm not a germaphobe, but I'm starting to think the Purell is the way to go every time I get something from him now.
I just lick my hands before I go anywhere and have them shake my hand, give them my germs. It's a proactive strike. Figure my germs will kill their germs.
You're like a protective coating, like Pepto on your hands?
Yeah, like a gloss.
You know, other people that I work with have seen the same individual when his phone or his watch was dirty, lick it.
Ah,
to clean it off.
Really? What, is he a cat?
I don't know what
well,
his
that's
problem
why,
is.
That's why it's like always nasty when you have to use somebody else's keyboard.
Oh, you don't know where those hands have really been.
Well, down somebody's pants.
Well, I'll give you an example. Let's say we're at a gig, and you have the other actors like
shares the microphone,
right? Mm-hmm. Spits all over the thing, and you're like, sometimes you watch these guys. Like, ugh, I don't.
They spit out. Some of them shove it down their pants.
Yeah, shove it down, and you're next.
the mic smells like failed ass.
Oh God!
He wasn't even funny, and now this thing is corroded.
Oh wait, I'm just wondering what the
what
joke
a gross
is.
Gross start you took us to.
I'm sorry.
It's not where we were going with this show.
I'm not really sorry.
We have penises to talk to. We have scammers. We have dentists, and you fucking take us there. You're a filthy animal.
No, I work for a filthy animal.
You're
I had
a
to share.
Filthy animal. We're gonna have a nice clean show.
Okay. Well, now we can go on.
You ruined Zombo.
I got it out of my system.
Yeah, probably in your system. You're probably infected.
I probably am. Creep. Let me touch you both.
Ew, I don't think so. I don't even like you in the same neighborhood as me. Can't keep Kong out. He climbs fences.
I know.
Stomps them over. The only thing that can keep Kong out is technology.
Your wife likes me and lets me in.
She doesn't know you as well as I do.
I know.
The beautiful thing, the beautiful thing about me is I get to work alone. Usually, except tonight.
Yes.
I don't work alone. So I did my first lecture.
Oh, how did
really?
That go?
I've been, really?
Yeah, really?
Usually I get one
why
after
the first lecture.
I'm working on, I'm on smoking hits now. I'm having a problem getting on Levy Land, and I'm having getting
all right,
Chicago.
I'm on Levy Land. Don't worry about Levy Land.
All right.
Get on Clutch and Wiggle if you can do that.
I see you have a binder clip.
See,
can I
hold
use
on,
that?
Hold on. See, well, I did my first lecture. No, there was one now. There's usually one after the show. There's usually one during the
yeah,
week.
Yeah, but those are dealing with incompetence. these are people that pay for the privilege of
who,
hearing me.
You who are you lecturing mind. This time is what we want to
a
say.
Bunch of old Jews. Stay off the trains, I say.
Stay off the
trust
trains.
A youngster. That's no good for you. Don't look back. Never forget. Forget it. Let it go.
Yeah, don't wear pins.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Never forget.
No, I gave my first lecture on what's offensive, and now I know.
Why didn't you have me come and give him a little brief talk about my boss?
I invited you.
I know you did.
You would have enjoyed it.
I probably would.
It actually went very well.
Did it? Good.
They want. I didn't get through most of the stuff I wanted to get through because they had so many questions.
Oh, really?
They did. They were good. They want me back.
Oh,
this
nice.
Might actually be like a series.
Well, that's
now.
Something you don't hear.
Sorry, Joe. Some of us can get off the fucking 3 mile area in which we live.
Wait a minute. So now, what kind of questions were they asking? Were they? I mean, obviously, they were really involved in what you were talking about.
They were asking all sorts of questions, and I was just talking about context and everything. Mm-hmm. But I had to explain something to somebody where, like, she was like, one woman's like, you know, I loved that. I saw Eddie Murphy's stand up, and it was filthy.
Right.
And then I see him in these movies, and I think he's wonderful. I had to say, I go, well, when you saw a stand-up, more or less, that was Eddie Murphy writing, for the most part, what he wanted to say.
Now, Mrs. Nussbaum, you have a question? I just want to say.
You interrupted my Nussbaum?
I just wanted to get Nussbaum in there.
No, but I had to explain to him, go, when he's acting, he's using words that somebody else has written for him. It's apples and oranges. You can't really compare the two.
And that had to be explained to somebody?
Some people do.
I guess so. But...
And then like, another woman was like, you know, felt that a comics curse too much today and
yeah.
everything. But she loved George Carlin. I showed the 7 dirty words and she loved Carlin
she
and
loved
everything.
Carlin.
But I'm like, well, you got to understand when you fell in love with Carlin,
yeah.
you guys were closer of age. Mm-hmm. If you saw a kid right. wearing jeans and a t-shirt doing that same thing, you probably would shut him off before you listened to the context.
Right, because you wouldn't respect the message from somebody younger than you, but somebody in your own peer group, you go, oh, he's making a lot of sense. And he was brilliant.
Yeah.
Carlin.
Yeah, no, I mean, there was so much stuff. The last clip I was able to show was Cotton, white, Cotton something. He was a white guy in blackface. It was completely offensive. But I was like, I have this whole presentation.
Okay.
But, you know, I was going, and I, because things evolve.
Yes,
and things
do.
Evolve. I mean, because this was from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. This was hugely popular.
Right. What used to be offensive.
And now you couldn't, do that.
Or vice versa.
Exactly. So
it was offensive.
So there's going to be more of this stuff, hopefully.
That sounds really good. Yes. I mean, do they want to have more of the same conversation? Or
well, there was a lot more to it that I didn't get to.
Oh, okay. So they went
but,
back
yeah,
to
but it
that.
Might be a series and everything. They thought I was brilliant. But who the fuck wants to care about me doing well?
No.
Nobody gives a shit about that.
Actually, I was very interested to see how this would go. But I thought this was going to be a successful presentation. Because
I appear to be a natural when I don't have to be funny. See, the beautiful thing about me is when I can be a public speaker as
yes.
opposed to a comic, my jokes are much more funny.
It's all that. I thought it was public speaking.
What?
Usually I thought it was mostly public speaking.
Joe, why don't you continue to bang away over there? You know, pretend it's a keyboard and make it explode.
No, I'm sitting very close. No. Wait a minute. But that is the thing that there's there the pressure is off. It's like lowered expectations. They're expecting
you to just,
I was completely comfortable.
I was and I was because of all the riffing I do, and I guess this helps too.
Yes.
I was completely comfortable with it. It was my first time, but I wasn't even really that nervous. And they had cookies, so it was a delightful day.
Wow, it sounds like win-win.
Well, I got paid. There's cookies for a chance that I didn't piss off the Jews. It really doesn't get better than that.
Joe, please, you would be so excited about cookies.
I'm about to say that's a deal. That's a good gig.
I know.
You had cookies.
I'm jealous.
Really? That's a it's a mint right?
Now, Friday's night was back to comedy. Although I do want to say, now that comedy is my job,
that's
how I pay my bills.
Right.
The radio, these public speaking things, much more exciting than doing stand up comedy for me personally.
Because
that's my job.
Yeah.
And I had a I've had a busy week. I've done all sorts of shit this past week.
Anything that's your job becomes mundane, even if it was like. Great stuff, you know?
Well, fortunately, I'm not dealing out in great stuff. We're getting great stuff. But I did have a gig on Friday night, a fundraiser. So one of the people that was there was Miss Teen USA, Northeast USA.
Okay.
All right, a couple things. How old do you think a Miss Teen anything should be?
16?
16?
She was 21.
What, pardon?
She's not a teen anymore!
That was my argument!
And she won this year?
I guess she just won it not too long ago. I think you have to give it up. You can, but Miss Teen goes.
You have to give
20.
It up to 20. It's
Mountain. No, you don't.
You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain. You can't be a teen.
No, but she could be. You can be Miss Teen Northeast at 20.
That's ridiculous.
I thought so too.
It's stupid.
I said you're 21. You shouldn't be collecting trophies. You should be collecting funnels. Those are your new trophies.
Yeah. What's her lower? What's the lowest level that you can be?
Well, you should be collecting a pension.
You're fired. But we just met. I didn't know you were 21. I had no idea you could buy your own alcohol. I'm not interested.
Good day, madam.
The lore is me providing you with the ill-gotten goods, not you providing them for yourself. Where is this relationship going to be? You will realize I'm an old creep. Good day, madam.
He has the little button installed in their palm like Logan's Run, which goes off when they get to be too old. Out!
And also when they're too young.
Oh, yes.
This looks like a good idea, but she barely has hair. Is she shaved or 9? I don't know!
Oh, wow.
Probably 9.
Sometimes you can't tell.
Really?
Well, yes.
Settle down, Sandusky. Hello, Candy Lee, stand up.
Well, hello there.
So, yeah. So, all right. So, she had a really good sense of humor.
Oh, good.
Which was cool. But here was something. Now, when you hear, like, when you're, like, when you're, like, announced as, like, an award winner type thing.
Yes.
The expectations are a little more.
Yes.
Like, if somebody said, Jerry Seinfeld's favorite comic.
Right.
And brought me out to the stage.
Then they're everybody.
It's a hypothetical, stupid.
And boy, is it ever.
but the expectations.
Then everybody would be like, oh, boy, I bet he's going
to
be good.
Like, you have to be that much funnier.
Yes.
She was okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have kicked it to her.
No?
No.
No?
No. Wow. And I'm a lech.
No, you're not.
I certainly am.
But I mean, if you were the same age, you wouldn't be like, oh, God, to get some of that?
I mean, she was okay. Mm-hmm. You know, part of the problem is she's 6'1".
Oh, dear.
So the other comic goes, hey, look, it's spaghetti and meatball.
Asshole.
I'm sorry.
Bullshit, but... that's funny.
Exactly. Yeah, Who do you think will be second mic next week? When he fights back, it's amusing. But here was the most awkward thing. So I'm standing there talking to another comic after the show, and she goes, "Would you like to take a picture with Miss Teen Northeast?"
Yeah,
but I wasn't asking. I wasn't usually after the show, the people, "Hey, can I take a picture?"
Right,
with you?
Right.
And I'll be happy to do it.
If somebody came up to you and said, "Would you like to take a picture?"
Yes.
Gives a fuck.
The mother said that, so I'm just like,
really?
Yeah. I'm like,
what's her name?
It doesn't matter.
What should matter? Because you know what? It's not like she's Superman. So would you like to take a picture of Miss Teen USA? No, what's
not
her
even
name?
Teen USA? Teen Northeast.
Teen Northeast.
And Delaware is one of the states. It barely counts.
Does she have a name? Is that
is it DuPont?
That's what's on a license.
It's on the sash that she wore.
She wore
the sash.
They
are you
do
kidding?
That, though.
They do. And the crown was in a box.
Was it an event?
Not that type of doc, you creep.
Okay.
Hell with this computer.
The hell with getting the show running. Joe has things to say.
Was it an event that she was connected with?
They publicized her. I don't know why. Now she did. I think she did like bring some because it was a fundraiser to help animals and everything.
But all that's right, what
so
they
she
do.
Was there for an event.
Yeah, yeah, and she brought some like
so,
kibble
yeah,
or whatnot.
Okay, so basically it's her. She's there as Miss Teen Northeast, so that's why they're speaking to her in those.
But she didn't do anything.
But that's what they do.
However, if it was just a night out and she's walking around like that.
But I think she does.
No.
All right, well, the reason I'd say I think she does is because I'm standing there minding my own business. Would you like a picture with? No!
But that's what PR people do.
But I'm not asking. I'm not online to take a picture.
That's okay. It's not necessarily that you're standing there going, can I have a picture?
All right, so what happens after? What should happen after the picture is taken?
Well, burned.
Thank you, Joe.
they should ask if they could send it to you.
Yeah, no copy for me.
Yeah.
Just for her.
Yeah.
So she's doing me this huge favor and right. I don't, bunch of bullshit. Ask me for the picture and right. I'll say yes.
Right.
But she was 6'1" and I'm not. I almost should have stood up.
Did she scrunch down?
No!
Oh,
I joked, but I was serious. I'm like, I should really stand on the stage next to you.
Oh, God.
She was too tall for me.
I had an incident where I took a picture with somebody who was a famous starlet.
Yeah.
And I don't want to mention who, but
why not? Fucking mention who?
No, I just won't.
Mention who?
I don't want to.
Why?
Well, I'll explain later. But anyway.
No, you fucking brought
beautiful.
It up.
And I just.
Give us a hint.
I wanted a picture.
Give us a hint. You've talked
beautiful.
About doing naughty things to yourselves in past shows and probably will again in future shows.
Okay. It was Brooke Shields.
Okay. Was that so hard?
Yes.
God damn.
But she was really beautiful.
Nice.
She's
Brooke Shields. That's her job.
I know. And then I'm.
That's her job.
That's her job.
Marry a tennis man and look beautiful.
And
I want that job.
You know, it's like I wanted a picture with a famous person, but then there's Brooke Shields and there's me. And I really wasn't sure I wanted that photo out there anywhere.
Why? But,
well, I mean.
It's not a comparative.
It is if you look straight at it. Yeah, it is.
Well, nobody's looking straight at it. Look squint a little. You both look like Brooke Shields.
Uh-huh.
No, I guess so. You're self-conscious, I guess. But
yeah.
You had no reason to be.
Well, because it's somebody who's famous for their beauty, you know? And so that's the thing that you're going to look at is, whoa, my God, and oh.
Yeah, but this was a nobody who was not even famous for her beauty.
My point was, she's standing there, and she's, like, incredibly tall. And you're not 6'1", so it's going to be like the first thing.
I'm barely 5'1". It's a bunch of bullshit, I tell you.
Well, the first thing people are going to.
Nothing comes between me and my Calvins, except Pip.
What?
Let me get in there.
You remember that commercial?
I do, vaguely, but I don't know what it has to do with me being short.
No, he's just riffing on Brooke Shields.
Oh, he's going back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
But there was another thing, is that she's incredibly tall.
Is she?
And I would be the meatball to her spaghetti in that picture.
You'd be the Snooki.
Oh, yes.
How old? How tall was
Christ.
She?
She was like 5'9 or something, and I'm 5'1". So it looked like, and I was just, oh, man. And I was wearing this dorky dress from Sears, and she's wearing this nice outfit from God knows where, and I'm like, oh, fuck me. You know what I mean?
Not if I can fuck Brooke Shields.
Kinda puts it in perspective, don't it?
It does. It totally does, Governor.
You know what? I'm tired of presumptuous pretty people.
Presumptuous?
Be a dick and ugly like me. That's what I say. That makes America who we are.
And I would say that Miss Teen Eastern Seaboard or whatever the fuck she was called.
Miss Teen Hurricane Sandy.
Was pretty presumptuous.
I thought that's what I'm saying, Joe. Thank you.
It
was presumptuous
absolutely.
To assume that I want a picture with her.
And
I'm the one who was just on stage.
Yeah, right.
I was the star.
Right. You know what?
Why are you mad?
Nah,
I give you a really, but you're right. Absolutely right.
That's what I'm saying. You sat there and like a lummox. You didn't, not you, her. She sat there like
no
a lummox.
Here. Yeah. You sit here like a lummox.
No, she sat there like a lummox. Like I said, she had a good sense of humor. I goofed on her and everything.
Right.
But, I mean, you weren't up there sashaying. I want a sash. And that,
would that go? Oh, would that be funny to go on stage with a sash?
I want a sash.
But that's the whole thing that I always say about stand-up comedy. We're always nobody knows the work and the art that goes into it.
Right.
And we're always treated like the lowest rung in the entertainment business. I guarantee if it was a band up there or an actor doing a scene or something like that.
Yes.
Oh, could you like to take a picture? Susan would like to take a picture. No, but because you're a comic and everybody thinks that it's, which is one of the hardest fucking things to do in the business, that we make it look easy, that everybody can do it.
Right.
You know, they go, would you like to take a picture with Miss
West
of the Rockies or whatever the hell her name is?
Everybody thinks they're funny. You know,
I don't
think
that's what
it
was with her. I just think they're so used to people wanting to take a picture.
Yes.
And there wasn't a line.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't a ton of people there to begin with, but there wasn't.
Let me ask you a question.
There wasn't a line to take a picture with me either.
I'm not being an asshole here. Did she get in the way of merch sales?
No. I attended to this after the merch sale.
Okay, because basically she's there. Hi, how you? People are bullshitting with her.
No,
trying to sell you.
No. I heard my tchotchkes. I heard my tchotchkes.
All right, good.
No,
good whore.
Nothing gets in the way of merch sales, Joe. You should know that.
I understand.
You've traveled with me enough.
But
you know
I've
the rules.
Enough stuff where that this all it takes for a guy selling merch.
Dude, she was
6'1".
If she stood in front of me, there would have been no merch sale. Give me eclipse. Hey, stupid! Throw on a fuck the French Cinco de Caco t-shirt.
Could you move the Modelosaurus out of the way? Trying to sell my fucking dick joke t-shirts.
Exactly. Thank you, Joe. You understand.
Cinco de Caco, fuck the French, get out of my way.
You're going to need an extra large at least.
Did you try to give her a Cinco de Caco? You don't give any of your shit away, I know. But
I give it away. I give it away to people who deserve it.
She didn't deserve it.
Why?
No.
Why?
For showing up and sitting and looking okay? I can do that.
She was a 7 wearing a sash, so what?
She wasn't a 7.
She wasn't even?
What do you rate her at?
I couldn't really see her body, but it did not look. It was like it was that tight or anything.
Oh, was she wearing a barrel?
Yes, Joe. She took it from you, where you're usually residing.
Like my mobile home.
I would say a 6. I would say a 6.
Really?
Yeah.
A 6 and a sash. So what?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, would I fuck her to say I fucked a beauty queen? Absolutely, but only for bragging rights, Joe.
Yeah. So the first person you're gonna brag to is your wife.
I think she'd give me ups. And then she'd give me outs.
Yeah. Ups and outs.
I certainly will. Yeah, absolutely. Listen, if you can bang a Miss Teen anything and legally, you know.
Well, because now she's 21.
I know a guy that got some plaques.
Yeah, we know the same degenerate. but that was whole part of the allure of the ex. It was a model.
Right.
Status. Yeah. That's part of the allure of Naomi. He's a shock jock.
Yeah.
Right. You know, there's certain status. Nailing a comic. It's a comic. It really depends on what your goals are.
Yes.
Nailing a senator. I nailed a senator. Okay, little boy. You know.
Now I'm going to be in the papers.
I mean, it's much better to nail a comic than a CPA. It's much better to nail a beauty queen than the bad girl at the supermarket. That's a... You put your privates in areas where it can get you attain you personal status.
No, I don't.
Well, you should.
No.
The people I would fuck if I thought it could help or get me bragging rights.
Oh, would you?
When I had sisters, I bragged about that.
What?
Not at the same time.
Oh, okay. But wait.
That's as good as I get.
No, seriously, though. Would you pretend we're not all married people? Would you fuck your way to the top?
If somebody would have me, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How long am I going to be at the top for?
Okay, theoretically?
Yeah.
Say that you're going to be famous for like a year.
Yeah. Because in comedy years, I'm a special event for the rest of my life.
Right.
Absolutely. Now, are they all hose pieces?
Some of them are. Some of them are not.
Okay. I don't have to do any dudes, do I?
Yeah.
I'm going to need more than a year at the top.
All right. All right, now let's.
You're going to have to spend some time on your knees for this.
Oh. Right. Oh, it's getting a little. Now, how many movies? Am I going to be like the star of a bunch of movies?
Because,
you know, if Warner Brothers is like putting me in a bunch of movies and I'm the lead.
You have the potential to be in the second movie of a series, of a very popular series.
I have a potential to tickle his balls. I need concrete information here.
All right, you're going to sign a contract.
Going to sign a contract?
Yeah, to be in the movie.
To be in the movie. Big movie. I know it's going to be a movie.
It's the second. It's the second in the sequel.
The sequel always sucks.
Of a famous,
like I will be.
Yes, well, that's where I'm going.
Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
You gotta suck a cock.
Yeah.
So the problem is the problem.
Caddyshack too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
The problem with my career is I never suck dick. That is the problem with my career. I'm too pig-headed. I don't even kiss ass in the figurative sense.
Yeah, I know.
I'm an asshole. But if I could do it all over again and nobody can judge me for it, fuck yeah. You mm-hmm. want me to stick my finger in your ass? Absolutely.
Okay. Joe?
Not his. He can't do anything.
No, I didn't want to see if Joe was ready.
Not Kong.
Joe, you're ready for that finger?
Let's see.
Not Kong.
Well, if there was some like 65-year-old heavyset woman, I'm producing this show.
Yeah. And her name is Rose. And she has a wart in an unfortunate place.
Oh, God. I think I'd still be in the plumbing business.
I know.
I know.
65-year-old. It's Rose. She's
it's
smoking.
Rose.
Hey.
Come on, eat me.
Take a
you
can.
You want to fuck your way to the top? You've been in the middle for so long. Wouldn't it be nice just once?
To get your own HBO special.
That's
are you
not,
fucking
that's
Rose?
Not, that's not enough.
That's not enough?
That's not enough to suck
to fuck
dick.
Rose?
Who's Rose?
No, he's just fucking Rose. She's 65.
Oh, yeah. You'd fuck Rose for an HBO special.
Come on.
You want to know something, though? An HBO special doesn't go as long as it used to.
You know what? Neither you and Rose. So fucking make it happen, stupid. To fuck Rose so you could be somebody so you're not stuck in the middle or opening anymore? And you're a special event for a hiccup? You would.
How about a Comedy Central roast?
To do one of the roasts. He's not very good at that.
I'm good at roast.
Okay. I don't really think of you as a. I think of you as taking income.
I did when we did Monty's roast. I did very, very well.
I was going in the direction of what kind of platform would be worth fucking Rose for.
Let's see. I would say a big movie.
A movie,
yeah,
okay.
A movie, big part of a movie.
Now, how about spend some time on your knees for one of the executives?
What would be the gender of the executive?
Male.
I'm selling toilets.
You would not go. No, your own sitcom. Star of your own sitcom. 1 year. You sucking a dick?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
On NBC.
Might not get picked up.
Nope.
You know he kisses so much ass that does nothing for him. Nothing. The ass he kisses is useless.
But
ass.
He never
but
turns them
something?
Around.
It's not right. Thank you. Thank you.
But that's why he's where he is. Suck the right dick. Play with the balls.
Really?
There's fucking Listerine, stupid.
Oh, hold on. The phone is ringing. I want to make amends with you.
That's the wrong dick. That dick can do nothing for me. I need powerful cock.
Are you sure? You don't have to bring the back.
What do you think all these whores in the fucking book? What do you think all the whores that are marrying Hugh Hefner are doing?
Well, here's the
You think they want that old cock in their mouth? No. They're team players, Joe.
Well, Whitney Cummings has got the her show, and then she also has Two Broke Girls. Now, her show is okay.
Them, too.
Well, Two Broke Girls. Oh, don't get me started.
No, just any Two Broke Girls.
But Two Broke Girls is really good. Now, despite that, the success of those shows, she still gets her balls busted because she married a TV executive, which obviously is how the damn shows got on.
Yes.
You know, my wife was reading an article about her over the weekend, and she goes, oh, she's wonderful and stuff like that. I go, yeah, but she... A network executive. You know how many great shows are out there that don't get picked up?
Yeah, but she's attractive. You and I are never going to get the attractive card. Not that we're hideous, but nobody's saying, you know what? That face would look great on a bus.
They might say it looked great under a bus. Hold the phone. We're talking hypothetically here. So, yeah. Pip, in this hypothetical world, would Davin and I be lookers?
In the
hypothetical situation you brought up, would
there's no world where we're lookers.
The handsome young comic. Would that be us?
We're not handsome young or comic.
I mean,
barely comic.
We're still talking
world,
hypothetical.
Stupid. That's what I'm
willing to suck cock now. I don't need hypothetical. Isolate that.
I'm going to play that back to myself in my head all the way home.
For 5,000 hits, will you suck cock? Maybe.
Boy, you lowered your standard.
Wow.
I don't want the goddamn
desperate.
Show anymore.
I'm desperate. I'm tired of beating basements doing horse shit.
Show.
I'm tired of it, damn it.
No, in this hypothetical, to answer Joe's question, you would have to have a certain measure of physical attractiveness above and beyond just normal because it wouldn't be offered otherwise.
That's a way of saying no.
No. I'm saying that in this hypothetical, you would have to be above normal attractive level.
All right, good.
Because they wouldn't offer it.
Okay.
But what happens if it's rumored I give the best head on the circuit?
Then you're
that rumor has not fucking started because I've never given head on the circuit.
You haven't read Comedy Club Walls, have you?
You just started.
Not like you have either off the island, stupid. You're not coming with me anymore. I don't want you reading those walls in other states.
He's not coming with you anymore?
What,
are you going to be selfish now?
Come by yourself on your own time. I will not wait for you to come, kind sir.
you're done, use
one of the t-shirts to dry off and set up my merch table.
It's an
He's putting
weekend.
The Kako in the Kako shirt.
And they get to go to Kako.
No, I mean, listen, I think, listen, everybody plays the game. Mm-hmm. My problem is, in all seriousness, I've never played the game. I'm not a good schmoozer.
Yeah.
I'm an I have pride and dignity.
Yeah, yeah, wait, what were you starting to say? I'm an
asshole?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm an asshole.
I just wanted to hear you
say that. But I stick up for myself, and they don't want that.
No, they don't. They want somebody to bend over literally and figuratively.
But who wouldn't?
No, well, you know, that's the way the game is played.
Speaking of bending over literally and figuratively.
Oh, dear. And he's pointing at me.
Funny you should mention that. There's this dentist.
Oh, yeah.
In Florida. A woman goes in for a toothache.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a joke.
Yeah, doesn't it?
It's going to wind up that way.
A woman goes in for a toothache.
It's going to wind up that way. Goes in for a little toothache. Rubs a little paste on her teeth.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Just pull down your pants. Kisses her in the ass. Touches her privates.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to say to all you kind folks listening and watching,
if
you go to if you go to a dentist and they say pull down your pants, they're looking for the wrong cavity. It might be time to leave.
Which cavity are you trying to fill, sir?
$65, you get groped.
Well, you want to know something? You know what a crown costs? I'd sit there and spread them if I was her.
Oh, wait, so that you'll do, but for your fucking career, you won't?
Well, a crown's about
You know how much a crown costs?
Yeah, but what about an HBO special? I mean, you know, that's more money for that. Yeah, well, so you got a price. It's just stupid.
Well, if I was a woman in a dentist's office.
God, if you're a woman, you'd be a whore, but being the fine, delectable man you are now, you keep it to yourself. God, I understand you.
I hope my
course.
Dentist isn't listening to this show.
I went to the dentist.
It's a totally different Did bill.
I went to the dentist. First of all, I asked if this paste exists.
Right.
New.
Oh.
Is it like a gel you could rub on the gums?
Yeah, it's called sperm.
Yeah. No, there's analgesic gel that you can put on the gums. There is.
This is not the first time we've heard these stories of dentists. Why is it always a dentist?
He said that he was going to give her a shot.
Yeah, of course he was. B12.
He said he was going to give her a shot. That I was thinking, why the hell would you ever pull down your pants in the dentist office?
I think he did that for her.
But he said,
"Oh, get these."
He said he was giving her a shot. So.
You don't need a shot in your ass for your mouth.
No, you don't. You don't. But
they shoot it right into your gums.
But people are ignorant.
They're ignorant.
Yeah.
I could see Joe coming in with this story.
They were also
Joe, why are you walking funny? I went to the dentist.
You want to know something? No, not for nothing. Everybody's
not for nothing, which means something.
Yeah. Yeah, it does mean something.
Not for nothing. The
Long Island Joe.
Long Island Joe. But they took. I mean, I'd rather take a shot in the ass than one in the gums.
She's gonna take a shot in her ass and her vag too.
You want to know something? If I'd take it in the keys if they could keep that shot out of my mouth. You know how painful that needle is getting in that needle in the gums?
It wasn't that needle he was gonna use.
Joe's had that one into the gums.
It was the needle dick he was gonna use.
I've been very lucky with my dental work. I've had one. I've never been exploited that I know of.
This is a terrible context.
I've never been exploited that I know of.
That you know of.
I've never been.
You ever been put out?
I've never been put out. I've never put out that I know of. I've had one cavity, and that was after I started going to the dentist. So bad dentist. I was fine before I went to you.
No.
My whole life, I've had one cavity.
I know, but that's fine.
You brush?
That's good.
How many times a day you brush?
I brush once a day.
Once a day.
Except when I'm blowing TV execs, Joe. Right. That I like to savor for a couple hours.
You floss?
Not as much as they'd like me to.
You don't floss every day?
What are you, the fucking dental hygienist, you Nazi?
I'm curious. Because there has to be a secret to you only having one cavity. You don't floss every day?
I don't floss every day.
The fuck?
Do you?
Yes.
Really?
Sure.
But you know, some people get cavities, some people get bleeding gums. So I'm susceptible to bleeding gums.
Oh, so flossing is kind of like not as much fun because you start bleeding.
Well, if you floss, you don't bleed.
Yeah.
Because that's where it builds up.
Oh, really?
You get the gingivitis.
Yes.
It's dental hour. Davin's dental.
I know.
Davin's dental. Yuck. Davin's dental, den damn.
there was an issue of, I think it was LA Law, where this woman was this really hot dentist. She was smoking.
Yeah, that's real.
And I know, but then
there's some hygienist. I'm sorry, it's smoking. It's hygienist is smoking.
Oh, but she. Oh, that's right. She was the hygienist, and the one of the lawyers who was like Victor Cifuentes. He was the hot lawyer, and so they're in bed, and all of a sudden she goes, "Hold on a second." And she reaches for something on the side of the bed, and he's like, "What kind of kinky shit is she pulling out?" And she gets floss, and she goes, "Let me just get this little bit," and it was like such a buzzkill right in the middle of them doing it. Yeah.
Ugh.
I was like, oh, God. I mean, is there anything less sexy than flossing?
Yeah, really.
In the middle of it? Yeah.
You guys afraid of going to the dentist?
I was when I was younger, but I'm not anymore.
But you?
Yeah, because they charged me an arm and a leg. Fortune.
Are you afraid of being like groped at the dentist?
No.
Oh, I didn't mean I was afraid of gropage. No.
You hope for it.
No.
Please. Can you put me out? It's just x-rays. Put me out, Doc.
Yeah.
Grab a tit. Enjoy.
No, I went to Dentist Mangala when I was a child. And
I had one.
Yeah.
Bad dentist one. Story. You guys got a bad dentist story. Put it on in the chat. I'll read it on the air.
Oh, my God. It was awful.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
The one that I went to when I was a child, and the whole family went there. And he had these big tanks of tropical fish, and you'd sit there in the waiting room and you'd be watching the fish go around. That's supposed to make you calm, and all you hear was
like the dentist from Little Shop of Horrors.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm next.
Sounds like foreplay.
It was horrifying. And he would always hurt me. It always hurt so bad. It hurts so bad. I would be horrified to go. And I used to do things like, in my little kid mind, I thought if I hit my shoes, they couldn't take me.
Right.
I would do stuff like that so that they wouldn't, and that it would just infuriate my father. Get your shoes! We gotta go! Yeah. You know? But it was because I hated going to him so much. And then when I got old enough to say, no, absolutely not, I wouldn't go anymore.
I had a dentist one time. My mother had this one dentist, and she goes, use my dentist. He's very good. So I go to the dentist. Apparently, he's got too many patients, so he gives me his assistant, who was a fucking butcher. This guy one time, he's putting the needle in my mouth.
Right.
And he hits a nerve, and I jump up, and I'm like, ow! And he goes, you can't jump up like that. And I go, let me tell you something. I go, you hit my nerve again. They're going to have to find you. It's like 5 days to find the needle out of your asshole.
How old were you?
I was 20, 23.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking, boy, he's a pretty brazen 10-year-old.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, sassy.
The dentist I had as a kid was really good, but he retired. You know, so so I found this guy. He was awful. And he's trying to pull a tooth one time, and he's having a problem. I go, come on, lay into it. He was the worst dentist. And then when I met Joanne, I went to the dentist that she goes to, and these guys are expensive, but they're very, very good.
Yeah.
And you want to know something? You're willing to pay the money to get a really good dentist. I mean, they're very expensive, but they do a very good job, and they're very nice people. So.
Four out of five patients recommend going to a good dentist.
Oh,
Totally.
Totally worth it. Now, weirdly, I have a mutual acquaintance of mine now as an adult is Dentist Mengele's wife. And so I every once in a blue moon see him.
Sorry, Van Hanger just cracked me up. He goes, I screamed so bad at the dentist once that when I came out of the office, the three patients left the waiting room. That's fucking awesome. You're ruining his business. Fuck you, you prick. You hurt me.
That's great. That's so funny. Oh, God. Well, now when I see him, I don't know if he remembers that I was his patient, because I never bring it up, and I can't be... You know, say anything
I'm
to him because
many people go.
Oh, it was brutal. I went to a dentist in between him and my current dentist, and that guy used to give you the nitrous oxide, which was awesome.
I've never had the gas.
Oh,
it's good.
Well, it's good.
The gas is good, Mister.
It something that makes you that high and then wears off fast enough for you to drive home. Awesome.
Yeah, they put you in that get your shit together room after you.
Yeah.
Does it get your shit together room?
Yeah, they have to put you in the
Get
your shit. I need one of those
room
for this show.
Yeah, no.
Joe, go to the get your shit together room and take your computer with you.
No, I remember when I used to have the gas, the guy gave me the gas. I'm going to insert the needle now. Okay. I'm going to pull your tongue out and slap you across the face with it. That's cool.
Yeah. I know.
Do it again.
I would get all gabby. I'd want
to
talk.
So, like, every time you come here, you went to the dentist before?
Yes, that's what it is. It was really great. And after being terrified of the dentist and then going to this guy who's like, drugging me up and like, I can't feel anything, it was the best. But then the reason I stopped going to him is, first of all, his receptionist was his mother or his mother-in-law, and she was a pain in the ass. She would make appointments for me every 3 months, and I'm like, I can't afford every 3 months.
Maybe you have a pretty mouth.
You got a purdy mouth.
Got a purdy mouth.
I like to stuff.
Wow. I was like, I can't afford every 3 months.
You ever get, like I had an upper endoscopy done.
Yeah.
And I had, they put me out.
Yeah.
And that stuff rules. I mean, they tell you that you need a lift home. So Joanne was waiting for me. And they say, you know, you really shouldn't go anywhere that day. And I'm like, I'm going home. I got shit to do. I got home.
You're unpleasant in every situation. You're never delightful. Sometimes you're the most couth, but you're always an asshole.
I'm going home. I got shit to do.
I didn't say it to her.
This is how you retell. How do we know?
I didn't say it to the receptionist at the doctor's. I said that to Joanne in the car.
Yeah, oh, so the one who's taking care of you, you're being a douchebag.
Well, believe me, I wasn't going anywhere. I got home, and I'm like, I went to sleep. I didn't get up till like 8 o'clock the next day.
Oh yeah, they're not kidding. You really should not be. You should not be operating heavy machinery. You should not be trying to use your own limbs.
You ain't going.
You were just useless.
You ain't going anywhere.
Done. See, here's my move though. Right before the dentist.
Uh huh.
Because I'm not as stringent as Joe is with the flossing.
Oh, okay.
But you know, the weeks leading up, you start to floss a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody else do that? Like you gear up for the fucking dentist.
Yes.
And my dental hygienist is like, well, that really doesn't work. I'm like, you'd be surprised. These teeth aren't as bad as they were 2 weeks ago. Yeah. You have no idea.
I went to town. I knew I was coming. There was going to be a report card.
It's like if you have a date, all of a sudden you're doing like push-ups to get the biceps extra large. That's what you do.
Yeah,
you're getting yourself in fighting shape.
I know. Well, they're right that you're
supposed to shape.
You're supposed to be diligent about flossing all the way along. But I know exactly what you're talking about. All of a sudden you realize, oh, I'm going and I didn't really do it as often as I should. Oops. And you start preparing.
Yeah, because, you know, because they hurt.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going in with that hook.
I look like a prize fighter sometimes when I come out. I'm spitting blood and everything.
I know.
It's like I went down on a 13-year-old the first time.
Yeah. But you know what?
And she was moving a lot, so it was a lot.
But the tools that they use scare the shit
horrible.
Out of
them. Dead.
There's terrible things to isolate.
Yeah. I know.
They lay out these tools that scare the shit out of you. You know what I tell them? I go, can you work with me and put it inside a rubber chicken? And you see the chicken? Yeah, that could have hurt. It's a rubber chicken.
I don't get all these tools. I got very basic shit because I got a healthy mouth. It's a potty mouth, but it's a healthy mouth.
No, the cleaning tools. They're all
they got the pick.
Yeah, that damn thing. And you just see the thing lying there.
The hook thing.
You know,
this was the new thing that they were doing. Like, oh, we're doing something new. And this is at the end of the... We're taking pictures of the mouths so that we could see in a couple of years of things. Like, shit. So they got these two plastic things like I'm a fucking fish.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time we did this. I go, we're never doing that again. That's why I said, I go, we're not doing that anymore.
Why?
Because I didn't like it. The teeth have been cleaned. We have the x-rays that we do. Fuck you.
Taking mugshots of your teeth.
I don't need
Turn
that
sideways.
Shit.
If you ever got a root canal.
No, I will not.
Oh, no. If you had to.
Oh, it's painful.
That's what they do. They do that for hours.
Really?
And they hook your mouth open. You're stuck
there. Yeah, but why do I have to hold it?
You had to hold it?
Yeah, she's like, here, hold this.
Oh, no, they did
I'm fucking working to be uncomfortable.
No, they did something. They hooked it open, so it's like a
horror movie. Oh, they got to get it? Yeah.
So now you feel, like, completely helpless because it's so vulnerable because your mouth is hooked
wide
open.
That's the perfect time to stick a cock in.
It would be. Although nothing's going to really happen because...
What?
You call our friend here that got in trouble.
Oh, yeah. He knows the moves.
But I don't like any root canal. Anything that it sounds like it's going to take a donkey and a pickaxe to do, I don't want any part of.
Donkey and a pickaxe?
I know. It does.
You know, canal. We're going to have to build a root canal.
I didn't even used to go to the dentist before my wife.
Oh.
I went years and I was fine. No cavities.
Wow.
But then, with the insurance, you should go twice a year. Well,
and
that's going to be paid for.
And you don't neglect your gums.
Well,
that's why I neglect the gums. Yeah. I neglect the tongue.
Yeah.
Sometimes the tongue neglects what it's supposed to do. It's a whole fucking fiasco up here.
I remember I went to this one dentist, and I was in the fence business at the time, and he's working on me. He got pissed off. You know, you don't come here that much, and I'm getting sick and tired of fixing all this and stuff. He goes, you got a cavity here, you got that. You might need root canal on this and blah, blah. I go, you want to know something? You got 3 pickets off your fence. Your gate is sagging, and the other gate is loose. I'm not busting your balls.
Oh!
Fucking fix my yap and shut yours.
You were a dick, but you were justified.
That's
it's cute. They're high-fiving. It's like when the monkeys figure out the tire the first time. It's a proud moment here at the den.
That's funny.
So happy for you kids. Hours of entertainment as you guys high-five each other.
It's higher.
joke and stop throwing feces at the laptop and have something new to entertain himself with. I'm so pleased for you two kids. I'm done. Whatever. Yeah. Don't encourage each other.
Oh, no. I thought that was hilarious.
Of course.
What a great answer to have at the moment you needed it.
Well, Joe actually didn't have it that moment. He sent a letter a few days later.
No, I was pissed.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you would not like Joe when he's pissed.
Oh, no, no, no.
Starts bending like pipes, throwing feces.
No, but when you go to professionals and they treat you like a child.
Have I seen
like,
you? Yes, I've seen you mad right there. I've seen you mad.
Have you seen him throwing feces?
Remember that one night? It's your name on the show. I'm like, you damn straight it is. We had a fucking fight. Right? Have I seen you mad? No, stupid. I'm blind and deaf. I had no idea.
That was the wrong question to ask.
Yeah, really? Yeah, maybe. The better question is, have I seen you please? I've seen you fucking wake up there. I don't think I've ever seen you happy. Maybe when you're eating a nice steak after a gig.
Ooh, steak.
I that's my reputation.
You say this every fucking show. It's not your reputation. It's your reality. There's a difference. You're a prick. I'm a pretend prick who people think who is actually a nice person. You're a real prick who people think is nice.
Wow.
Yes. It's real.
Oh, I'm surrounded by pricks.
Don't you wish.
Yeah, I know.
Where's those dentist tools? Get that mouth open.
Oh, that's funny.
Juggle the balls.
If you want to be a star, you'll tickle the balls. Don't neglect.
Don't bite. Tickle the balls.
Put your nose in the taint like you want to be a star, madam. Put your nose in the taint like you want to be a star, madam. Vulgar is what it is. How are we going to do a clean show with this shit?
Now, I don't know.
But we could.
We've done.
We used to do it all
we
the time.
We were on terrestrial.
Yeah. We could do it again if we had to.
We could. If you had said, okay, we have to start. I mean, we'd have to redo the whole list of things we were going to talk about tonight. But if you said that we had to do a clean show, we could do it.
Van Hanger always eats Oreos before dental cleanings.
That's funny.
Now, now he's clarifying. He doesn't mean cookies. He means people that are half black and half white.
Oh, no. No,
he didn't
no.
really say that. I said that.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh.
Well, wouldn't that be well? Where's Obama? I need to blow him right now. I'm going to the dentist.
I was like, wow, our audience is as vulgar as we are.
Oh,
great.
They're not as vulgar
no,
as us.
Nobody could be.
Nobody could be as vulgar as us. Wouldn't that be great, though? You just blow somebody. You got that glow, that gloss on your teeth. What do you think, Doc? Have you been using whitening? Funny you should ask.
I've been using sperm.
It's sperm. They're using all that. Sperm, but I'm picturing sperm. Like this mouth. You open up your mouth, this mouthful of chocolate hunks.
Yeah, you can't do that. Nobody's really doing that.
Nobody
wants the dental talking to you. They talk to you like you're a piece of crap.
They do.
When your teeth, like you have left a baby outside in a rainstorm if your teeth are not spick and span. That's what they're doing. They treat you like shit.
Oh, yeah. And when
they treat you like I treat Joe when he fucks things up.
Right. Yes, it's worse.
And when they teach you how to floss, when they go, you're not flossing right. Take your time. Go. When I'm flossing my mouth, I'm late for work. I don't use regular
floss. I use those little plastic things.
Oh, yeah? I don't like those things.
Oh, I love those things.
I don't like those things.
Mm. I like them.
Well, I don't like regular floss, so go fuck yourself. The only place I want to see floss is in a fucking model's ass.
You know what I don't like is the floss that's flavored because it feels like your gums are on fire. And every once in a while, like somebody will give you like some little gift pack or some bullshit or something in your stocking or something.
It's called a dentist parting gift.
Anyway,
you're getting floss as a Christmas present?
No, but I mean,
you suck.
No, if you go someplace and they give you like a whole pack of, you know, travel stuff, you know, and you
travel floss.
Yeah, you
and travel lube.
And a little.
Because you don't know which end you're going to be using.
I'm sorry.
You know, you get stuff like that and then you just pull it out by accident. You get the. You know, the flavored floss or some minty, cinnamony bullshit, and your gums are on fire, bleeding. I hate that.
You know, I can't stand a floss too. There's a certain floss that sometimes you go through and it starts to shred.
Yes.
And now it's stuck in your teeth.
Yes.
Now you need floss to get the floss.
Shit
yes,
out.
You do.
That's why I use pubic hairs. Yeah. They're just the right size and they wrap around so I always know where they are.
And usually you have somebody connected to it.
If I'm lucky.
Yes.
If not, I'm just going to local truck stops collecting what I can. It's a long journey.
Oh, wow.
Too much?
Yes.
I say terrible things.
Yes.
Oh, Joe, I came up with a new slogan for the show. I ran it by Pip.
What's that?
Davin's Den. We cure cancer. We cure cancer and stuff. Mostly just stuff.
Really?
You don't like that?
No, it stinks.
Why does it stink? Everybody else liked it. You know who didn't like it? Psychic Cindy. She was the only one who didn't like it.
Why didn't she like it?
It's something about the chakra.
Oh, okay.
So Joe is in league with Psychic Cindy.
So she thought you were being a chakra chakra.
Yeah, she probably thought I was being a chakra chakra. Very funny.
Psychic Cindy, didn't she do a show?
Floss picks are the way to go. Thank
she
you, Van Hanger.
Us.
I'm probably butchering. Van Hanger.
Yeah. She used to follow us at the terrestrial radio station.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Psychic Cindy.
Okay.
She knew we'd be we wouldn't be long for that station.
Yeah. Why didn't she tell us, damn it?
Because she was pleased for us.
Okay.
I don't think she's there anymore either. Probably done a bigger and better thing.
Yeah,
she's smarter than that.
Anyway, who cares about them? Enough about them.
We don't. Okay.
We got podcastery to do.
Oh.
And I have gay hands to do.
I know. I was like.
Like I'm presenting the Showcase Showdown. Really stupid. Put your hand down.
Is that an Amana?
A who? A fridge?
A freezer by Amana.
I think it's Imana.
Amana. It's Amana.
All right, stupid. I forgot what it's like. Shit like that, you know. Turning on a computer, no fucking clue. The name of a fridge, you're the go-to guy. I stand corrected.
Could work at PC Richards.
You could, but they won't have you.
I would be very good at PC
Stop lounging in front of the big screen TV. You can't afford that with what we're paying you. Joe, go home.
You are not demonstrating that.
Joe, get away
chair.
From the laptops. You don't know how to sell them or turn them on.
Who put the porn in the DVD? Oh, sorry.
They wouldn't even need to ask.
We need to see how it worked.
No, I have to hit record again.
Oh, what happened?
I don't want to make a GIF. No, not for fucking Levy Land.
Oh, Levy Land.
Ruins
Why
Zombo.
Do you do these things to us?
Zombo's been ruined.
I don't want to make a GIF, you motherfucker. All right.
I know.
Me. Yeah. Me.
No, not you.
Me.
I wasn't talking
about
you.
He was yelling at the computer for a change. I know you don't recognize the difference.
All right. So we talked about you have to go to the dentist.
Yes.
But people do things for $5. $5, they'll do insane things.
For a $5 foot long?
It's so cute when she ventures out on her own off the beaten track.
Yeah, we better bring her in the house. Pip, come on in. Pip, get in here. Get in here. Come on, Pip. Stop running
down, girl. Down, girl.
Stop running
get your nose out of my nuts.
Stop humping
stop
my leg.
Stop running around the bits. Come on in.
Bad Pip Helix. Stop licking that. Stupid. All right, enough. But it's funny you should mention animal noises.
Okay.
There's a person on Fiverr. I believe that's what the site is. Is it Fiverr, Joe?
I think it's OD.
No, that's where we got the article from. But the web. All right. So they will eat cat food. They will eat a handful of dry cat food for $5. For just one extra gig, I will eat 2 tablespoons of wet cat food.
On this show, it's if you lose a question.
It certainly is. I will record the entire thing and can even do it live on Skype. The recording will be on my webcam. For another gig, I can record it in high resolution when you need tender vittles and all its high def goodness. All right.
Wow.
I've eaten dry cat food.
Yes.
I've eaten wet cat food. I'm not doing it again.
When did you eat
one.
Wet cat food?
The same time I ate dry cat food. I was being hazed terribly.
Oh.
Oh, because you also chowed down on the show,
here.
Too.
I gagged on it, like Pip on a cock.
Did you enjoy it when you were being a...
No, I did not enjoy it. They made fucking jelly donuts, and they put cat food in it.
Oh.
And what, did you think it was a regular donut?
No, I knew I was being abused, and
oh,
I didn't
okay.
like it one
oh,
damn
moment. Oh, a tasty moment. Treat for these nice men that just made me walk naked with a banana in my ass.
I never did that. That was my line. That was my line.
Now, what if a producer told you that?
No, I would never do anything naked.
Oh, okay.
Never, because I knew they weren't going to get me to the top. No, that was, I would eat nasty shit.
Yes.
But I would not do, like, gay stuff.
Yeah.
We never did this.
Good for you.
They asked
we never
to
did
a lot of gay
jerk
stuff?
No, they didn't, thank goodness. But they never asked, hey, jerk off on the cookie, last one eats it. No.
No.
No, nobody eats the cookie.
No.
Nobody jerks off
cookie.
On the cookie.
No.
We jerk off, we do it in our own dorm room with nobody watching. That's how we jerk off.
Thank you for that.
We've learned something today.
So would you eat cat food for $5?
Yeah.
Really? For $5?
Sure. How much?
A handful.
Like what, a teaspoon? A couple of teaspoons?
Like my palm.
Nah, I wouldn't eat that much.
A tablespoon.
Yeah, for five, yeah. A handful would be about a 20.
All right, you fucking go right over here to the front of the camera. I'm going to go get some cat food.
No,
Come on, you pussy! Come on, you pussy!
Oh, my God!
Give me a teaspoon for $5?
Tablespoon.
You know what? Actually, no. I can't do it today.
Because you're full. Why not? You're going to the dentist?
My stomach's fucked, so.
Wait a minute.
He didn't expect me to call his bluff.
I know.
Look at him. He's fucking shaking. He's like, son of a bitch.
I know. And the other thing is, you didn't specify. Were you talking about crunchies or wet cat food?
Yeah.
Now, which one?
Crunchies I probably eat, but my stomach is like doing flip-flops, and I...
The whole idea.
Cannot afford.
Why? I know you didn't expect him to call you on it. You're just like.
If my stomach wasn't feeling better, I'd do it.
But isn't that interesting how somebody says, would you do it? And you go, yeah. And then they go, call your bluff. And you're like, oh, shit, no.
That's what happened right there.
I know.
He's like, fucking. He's like, oh, my God.
It's like, oh, he really is going to go get it?
Would you do it?
No.
I wouldn't do it either. Not $5.
No.
All right, here's one. Right on lips. I am a lip model with very desirable lips. Settle down. Everybody's got desire. Do I want to take a picture with your lips? No.
Which lips?
I wish. Maximum of two words, one top, one on the bottom. I will write your message on my lips and take pictures. I guarantee my text will be legible and clearer than my competitors. How many people are, how many competitors? It's a lippy lip world.
People, yeah, how many people do you have working against you there?
Writing in black, thank you. P.S. lip ring is optional. I would do this if I had, if people wanted me to.
Yes.
And I would pay for this. I would give somebody five for the show. I would do that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wonder
yeah.
how much for the labia lips.
That would be a lot more, I would think.
Probably. Yeah, nominal sum.
So you, but would you do it?
Would I write something on my lips?
Yeah.
Sure.
Joe?
I'm sure.
Why not?
Verbal insult. Joe gets it for free every week.
Yeah, who's paying for this?
Your boss got you upset? Can't stand something? Your spouse did? Want to cuss our out little old granny? Here's the chance to express your thoughts in the most vocal, nasty, and unapologetic way possible. Hit me where it hurts as I imitate your nemesis for 5 minutes on the phone. You know, we might have to call this guy and have him pretend to be Joe. I would let somebody do that to me for $5.
What, abuse you?
Yeah.
We do that to each other all week long.
Yeah.
I know.
I would let that.
What would be different than doing the show?
I don't know. What would it be different?
I don't think, but I have an outlet. I have a stage and an audience.
Yes.
So I probably would not pay somebody for that.
Like a really repressed person that needs to yell at a person?
Yeah, would probably need
and
that.
Doesn't have the opportunity to do it? I don't know about that, though. There are probably some people.
All right. What is it? You missed it.
Oh, okay. Here's the lips. Oops. Here's the lips.
They're nice.
They're certainly wonderful.
I don't know too many people that would need to do that. Like, even the most repressed person, it's like, wouldn't you just, like, yell at people when you're in the car or, you know, like beat something up inanimate at home? Wouldn't that be sufficient? You know what I mean? Like, why do you have to have, like, a person? It wouldn't. I can't see how it would be satisfying.
I wouldn't need this. I do this on my own.
Exactly.
Yeah,
nobody
you take care of
though.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God, some of the shit I say.
This one I actually like a lot.
Okay.
Flirt with boyfriend. I will flirt or hit on your boyfriend, husband, or girlfriend, as the case may be, to see if they are committed and faithful. If you suspect something, find out the truth. This way you don't have to spend heaps hiring on a PI or stupid. Joe, give me that picture of her. She was cute, too.
Yes.
I would totally do that. Oop, doo, doo, there she is. I would totally hire her if I thought, you know, my, you know, vice versa.
I mean,
hot
the other
guy.
Version, hot
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, I would totally do. Yeah. I think that's a great investment.
Yeah.
You? You?
No.
You wouldn't do that?
No, because you know what?
You don't want to know.
No, I trust my husband. And I actually have.
This
is for people like if they're married to a womanizer.
But you asked me, would I?
No, I mean, if you were in the situation where you suspected.
Well, I suspected for $5, sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if somebody wanted me to do that for $5, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'll grab your wife's ass if it makes you happy. I'm a team player.
You're
going to keep your money.
Let me get it straight. You're going to give me $5 to grab your wife's ass. You're going to pay me to grab your... Okay.
Do that?
Yeah, I know.
Right? Great thing.
Joe's laughing like, I get paid too?
I get paid too?
Fill shoes with ketchup or mustard for 5 minutes. I am willing to dump ketchup in my shoes. Air Force Nikes. And wear them around... Like, I care. And that's not the part that matters. And wear them around for 5 minutes doing whatever makes you think I could do. Maybe mustard is more your style. Only if you're going to put a gun in your mouth and pull the fucking trigger.
I know.
Not even that. Make it shit, you got a deal.
So if somebody's willing to step in shit and walk around in sneakers full of shit, you'll pay for them $5.
Why? Why? That's funny.
It is funny.
Shit shoes.
But you know
here's
what?
Your money, shit shoes.
It would be funnier if it was one of somebody that you know. If it wouldn't it be funnier if it's somebody that you know?
Yeah. Oh, it'd be funny. And
could
not
do
that only
with that,
Joe. What would you like me to do? I like clog dancing. And after that, I'm a river dance aficionado.
The ketchup and mustard, nobody's putting shit stupid. I think the ketchup and mustard is stupid.
You know what? I think that there are foot fetishists who would be interested in something like that.
But they're in Nike Air Force Ones.
I know.
It's not much of a
so, like, who would care?
But you know what? Maybe
hey,
if
Big
you
Daddy,
to...
go fuck yourself. Is this lame comedy show really going to go on for 2 more hours? You're going to come to your fucking house, too, and move in, stupid. And do it from your fucking living room.
And which chat room was that in?
Smoking Hits.
Who was that?
Big Daddy.
Fuck is Big Daddy.
I don't know.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm
yeah, really.
All right.
So, yeah, you do one for 3 hours. Let's see how. Let us rate you.
I don't give a shit.
I know.
Yeah, so, he has no idea the abuse we've taken in the past.
I know. It's like we're immune.
Exactly.
Oh, you're hurting our little feelings.
Like how Joe sunk. It's been a long time.
I know.
Joe, it's like it was compound days.
I know. It's and usually I get the abuse.
Well,
Harry Potter. I like this one. Do you like Harry Potter? Well, now the boy wizard will say absolutely anything for up to 30 seconds for $5.
That's great.
It's that simple. This British wizard has no problem saying anything rude or outrageous. It's all just magical to him. I think that's a steal.
That
if he can do
for
a good
five half, bucks, if, yes. If he does
that on somebody's
really
answering me, like your kids answering me, that's good.
You know what? Yeah, that would be. That's a really awesome one for $5. That is a steal because if he does a very good imitation, because kids would love that. Adults who are ridiculously, attached to it would love that. People who hate it, it would be hilarious to have him call and say really rude things. It's a win.
Now
big
this
win.
One we might be using to a stupid daddy over there.
Okay.
Put a curse on somebody.
Oh, nice.
You hate your boss or some troll in a chat room.
Yes.
Your boyfriend, girlfriend cheated on you?
Yes.
Some idiot stole something from you?
Yes.
Put a curse on them. Best anger management ever. Plus, it really works. So what are you waiting for? And she actually had a lot of people on there that said it really did work and it was awesome.
Get out.
I would totally do that.
I would totally do it because it would be satisfying to know that, I tried to rearrange the cosmos somehow to get them back.
I'm willing to fuck up somebody's life for $5.
Yeah.
I got a whole list. I can make this woman rich.
But they don't have to, kill them or something. They just have to, fuck with their day or something.
Yeah, make them grow a tail.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Make them grow a tail.
For extra money, you could pay for, the really good ones. I would totally do this. I might do this with one of my scammers.
That's... Can you imagine? All of a sudden, you're like, oh, my God. What is this in the middle of my pants?
Is that a lump? No, it's a tail, stupid.
I've grown a tail.
Should have pissed off Davin's den.
I've grown a tail.
Joe's in a Facebook in a battle now.
Damn new computer.
Joe's battling the computer. I thought he was battling somebody in the chat room.
I know. Could it be both?
Anyway.
That's pretty good.
Slap me. I will allow my friend to slap me. You choose how hard the slap will be from a scale of 1 to 10. That's stupid.
That's really stupid.
How about he fucking kicks you in the nuts? Now I'm interested.
I don't want
a slap.
I don't. If I don't know these people, I don't care.
How about would you let somebody slap you to make $5?
No.
No. How about you, Jeff?
I was just fighting on here. What was the question?
Would you let somebody slap you for $5?
Be careful how you answer. Remember how the cat food went.
Depends how big their hand is.
Here's my hand. Slap the shit out of you.
Just keep peeling off fives.
Boom. Joe can afford Christmas or the new dental work he's going to need.
How many slaps do you think you could take from Davin before whatever he was going to pay you for them? How many slaps could you stand before you were like, okay, I'm done?
Probably a couple.
Yeah. I don't think he could take one. I think he'd be so pissed off.
Oh, he'd be really angry. I'm not saying that.
It's worth it almost to see his anger.
No, you know what, Davin? After you're done, he gets to do whatever he wants.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
That's not the rule.
Okay. That's
not the rules.
My
you get
rule.
The slap, you get paid. You don't have rules.
I do.
Get your own damn fucking show with your rules, stupid.
Why do you let me in a chat room? I just really pissed a bunch of people off.
Are they all yelling at you? Joe is lashing out.
Well,
I know.
I said, hey, big daddy, go fuck yourself, stupid. So
why?
And did he respond?
Not yet. No.
Well, you only pissed him off. Why do you think you pissed off anybody else?
Yeah.
They're probably like, yes, thank you for
we got
telling
fans
him
over
off.
There. We got people like us. Fuck them. Who cares? Which station was that? Smoking Heads?
Yeah.
Chicken suit. Top-rated seller would do jumping jacks or dance while wearing a chicken suit. Only way I want to see you doing this if you're wearing a chicken suit crossing a fucking interstate.
There was a site that did that. I'm trying to remember who that was. There was one. There was a website where it was like you could write in and you could give the chicken directions, and the chicken would do or say what it would do, whatever you said, and you could say things. It was like asking Jeeves rude things, but it was like you could say to the chicken, like, do jumping jacks, and it would do them.
Would you dress in a chicken suit and do jumping jacks for $5?
Well, it's like, how much are you getting paid per hour then?
I don't know. They're fighting back. What's mad, Joe?
What happened?
One girl, wow, dude, it's an opinion. Thank God it's not Mersh. You need therapy after what he'd tell you.
Listen, if you're listening, we're a bunch of dicks. Don't take it personal, but if you're going to be an asshole.
Big Daddy, so lucky I don't take things so seriously on the computer. Get your skirts off.
Oh, my. Joe alienates a station from fucking London.
Oh, wow. we didn't
even. I'll be having that talk with management. You can't. Well, you know what?
Here, you can't abuse the listeners.
In Joe's defense, listen, they had an opinion. Joe has an opinion.
Yeah.
That's all right. I mean, listen, if you're going to listen to the show, that's fine. There's going to be verbal salvo back at you.
Yes.
If you come at us, if you're nice and delightful, we will read your comments and have fun with you. If you're a douche, I unleash the Kong.
Yes.
and you're lucky when it's Joe, because when it's me, it's much more visceral and to the core. I will fucking gut you. You don't want that.
No.
Anthony Cumia's compound Get Pest saw that when they pissed me off the first show.
Yeah, that wasn't pretty. That was not pretty.
Joe did not have his sea legs yet, and I just fucking fought for our lives. So trust me, if we can fucking handle the compound pest, Opie and Anthony's compound pest, we can handle a bunch of people on an internet radio show chat room.
The really weird thing about doing it is at the compound is that I'm at it. Monitoring the chat room, and so every once in a while somebody will say something really rude, and I'm flipping off the camera. Nobody knows why.
Are they fighting back?
Yeah, we don't. Oh God, don't, please, Lord, please, Lord, please, please, Lord, let me hear.
What?
Let's see.
Joe's having problems reading.
I know.
Please stand by as Joe learns to read English.
What, Joe?
The no need to get upset because somebody has an opinion.
I'm not upset.
I know. We don't talk to that people that way here. Well, because you're a fag country.
Oh,
Joe!
I didn't write that.
You just said it, stupid.
They're
listening.
They're listening.
Get your skirts
all right,
off
hold
over
on.
There.
Hold on. Oh, during our show, we talk to people however we want.
Yes.
Them's the rules. We will be delightful. We will be nasty. Like I said, if you're nice, we're very nice.
Yes.
We had a good time. We'll read your comments. If you say nasty things, we have the right to attack you. Yeah. It's our opinion.
Oh boy, they all got upset.
Oh no.
This is what we're like an infection. You know what? But here's the thing. There's other comedy shows coming to this network. Yeah. You know why? Because they want to mix in the music. You guys got great music over there at Smokin' Hits.
Yeah.
But you know what? What do you think's going to happen when you say something nasty on Naughty Bits on Saturday nights?
Oh boy.
Or when you listen to Hate Speech Radio on Sundays, a bunch of comic degenerates.
Here it comes.
If you say nasty things, we attack.
But I like that. And be careful, Plank. I can find you. Yeah, you'll wait till you find the pests. Those motherfuckers. Find
listen,
your
you couldn't find the pilgrims when they left your country. You're not gonna
wait till I showed this to the pests. Holy smokes, your little chat room would be in a lot of trouble.
But anyway, enough about
all
that.
Right,
yeah,
enough about that.
But I don't understand that though. Because I mean,
I don't understand why they got all pissed off because Joe responded back.
Yeah, it's like he said, "Oh, this I don't like your show." What go fuck yourself is not a legitimate response.
It certainly is.
It certainly is.
Or listen to something else.
Yeah.
I'm sure mom's calling you up for dinner.
From the basement.
Listen, that's what calling up was.
I know.
You know, relax. It's okay. You bottom dweller, you.
Get your skirts off.
Joe's amused himself yet again. Take your skirts off. That's Joe's opening move with a woman. Take your skirt off.
But this is England. This is the country that uses.
I don't know if they're from England. I don't know. They might not be.
Oh, well, I'm assuming.
The station is based in England.
I know, but what they said is that we don't talk like that here. And so I was
maybe they meant in that chat room.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
You fucking talk like that in England. We didn't invent fuck you.
Well, I was just going to say, this is the country that uses the C word freely. I'm like,
which
wait
C word is that?
I don't say
they
it.
They say cunt a lot?
Oh!
Yes. Do they?
Yes. Yeah. Every other word.
You bloody cunt. Oh, my God.
It's not even a same connotation over there.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, right. Enough of this nonsense. I'm tired of going off on the listeners until they attack us again. They have no idea. We deal with assholes for a living.
I know.
It's like just taking a piece of chum and going, oh, what a friendly shark.
we're not a friendly show. When we're back on satellite, when we're back on terrestrial, we might be friendly.
Yes.
If we're on satellite, not a fucking show.
No.
And on the internet, no.
I'm as popular as beans on a bus trip on this.
Are they really just like it?
Hating you?
Like me.
They feel like we do. Anyway. We all agree. Kumbaya, motherfuckers. Let's all join in the hate of Joe. No.
Let's join hands.
I don't hate Joe. Anyway. Piranha. I have 3 piranhas, really stupid, that will eat anything that you put in their tank.
Good. I got about 10 people in a chat room I want to heave in.
Well, for $5, Joe.
I knew that was coming.
Set it up, Joe. Slams it home.
I don't understand why that. I guess that would be entertaining for people to see what would the piranha eat. What wouldn't it?
I mean, if you like seeing things get eaten, I guess.
I guess. I mean, that would be entertaining for about like $15 worth, and then I think I'd be done. But you know what? Where do you draw the line when you say that? Because it's your pet, you know, or
God.
Do you want to hurt your piranha?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's no respect for his own pet.
Right.
He's like, it dies get more. I would, like, if I had piranhas, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do
but
that.
But I guess he's trying to pay for the upkeep. I don't know.
I don't
and
know.
I certainly wouldn't want to watch that.
I mean, if he's saying, I would do, you know, I would give it like, you know, a piece of lettuce or, oh, I'm going to give it this gummy bear or whatever to see what it will and what it won't eat. Mm-hmm. But if you're saying I'm going to give it a piece of plastic, no, I'm not going to fucking kill my piranha because your degenerates want to see what you can get your $5 or get you. I wouldn't offer that.
Ah, that's what happens.
What?
I was hitting the wrong thing for record. I'm an asshole. All right.
Oh, it
happens. I ruined Zombo. Anyway. All right. So we got two more of these. Then we're going to take a break and we'll come back.
Okay.
Preacher, let me make a one-minute long video for you that will announce your event, store, product, etc. in a fun way as a televangelist slash preacher. I'll even touch a kid for you. I draw out the words.
He didn't say that.
I draw out the words as a preacher so as to give that famous diction we all love to hate. Nothing irreverent is produced, please. I can refuse any assignment. I will wear a white dress shirt with dark coat that looks professional. You know what? If I got a business and I think the church is going to help me,
yeah,
I'd do it.
Actually, it just the absurdity of it would be fun. You know, I think that would be good.
I would do that for $5. Yeah, that would definitely. And I would act out that way for somebody for $5 too.
I'd like them to sure. do a show ad for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. Maybe we'll contact some of these people.
Yeah. I like the preacher thing.
Maybe we can have them, Joe, do things in a barter situation. Joe will insult your whole family. Invite Joe over to dinner.
Say the stuff that you
are.
Really
are you uncomfortable at Thanksgiving because you really don't like your family? Invite Joe over for just $5. He'll eat everything and piss everybody off. For an extra bonus, he'll shit outside the toilet. Or the loo, depending where you're listening.
Oh, great.
Kong comes to dinner.
Yes. You can rent Santa or Kong.
I should fucking probably put him on the website.
I know.
Final thing. SpaghettiOs writing. Do you have something you want to say in a different and unique, really, way? Tell me the message and I'll spell it out for you and then email you the photo. Please, try to keep the word short. How about go fuck yourself?
Wouldn't that be great writing fuck you with SpaghettiOs?
It has to fit on a slice of toast. 10 characters are about the most that it can fit. Otherwise, it looks messy. This is worse than Twitter.
This is.
I don't like this.
No. I don't like the spaghetti.
I think it's lame.
Although, it would be nice to have a picture of that. The piece of toast. But that's what vegetable soup is for.
Joe, do you have anything else you'd like to address before we take our break?
No.
All right. Are you sure? Is everything calmed down in the chat room?
He's probably inciting them to riot.
Are they rioting?
I think I scared
is
them.
London burning?
No.
Are the Luftwaffe flying over, Joe?
I think you'd be more welcome.
Joe Curry, 2 weeks in, pissing people off.
Oh, that's great.
Well, we'll be knocking down one of the affiliates we just joined. That's what fucking happened. I don't give a shit.
In 1 week, out the other.
Free speech here. It's America, motherfucker, at least on this side of the pond.
More, yes.
I guess they're more kind, you know.
No,
more,
they, no,
more
no.
Classier on an English website than they are on an American
maybe,
one.
Maybe on this particular website, we're used to abuse, giving, and taking. Yeah. But
the one thing I just shut stupid up.
Well, does anybody know the phone number to this show? We don't have one for obvious
unfortunately.
Reasons.
Unfortunately.
We'll have one soon.
Don't have.
Yeah.
We don't have one, but I will.
Oh, talk about the hate speech.
Read anything you want.
Anything you want to say in the chat room.
Pertinent.
Yeah, as long as it's not. Well, even we have read impertinent things or things that have absolutely nothing to do with the conversation.
Oh, it's Raymond. It's Raymond from the Rayman and
hey,
Guy Blog Show.
Hey,
bud.
Dude.
What's happening?
Hey, dude. The, no, our.
It's Raymond from the Rayman and Guy Blow Show, a show that we are very friendly with.
Yes. We are.
Are you sober, Raymond? You were last time we spoke.
What's the name of that girl, that non sequitur girl who writes into the show? And
Holly.
What's her?
Holly.
Holly. Yeah, because Holly will write in.
All right, you know what? Let's,
it's all about
I'll give him my number and I can put him on speaker.
Okay, good.
I'll give him my number off air. And put it on speaker. What we'll do is we will take a break.
We see a Rocket CD over
yeah,
there.
Yes. Hold on. Well, here's what we're doing after break. We got which country has the biggest flagpole.
Woo! It's finally one for me!
It's a game where you can guess which nations have the biggest dongs.
Do I get to guess?
And then after that, we have new scammer stuff. And the question is, does Pip Helix's make a wish dream come true?
Do we
finally get my scammer to talk the dirt to
oh,
me?
Oh, I'm hoping.
So we'll be back in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, we got some Rotgut. This is a band that Joe is in, along with Anthony from Opie and Anthony. They were big back in the day. They're doing another reunion show on December 23rd.
December 23rd, 89 North in Patchogue, New York. Come on down. Also, will be Brother Joe's the two bands, 2U, which is phenomenal. It's the only official endorsed tribute band by the actual band U2, and that's 2U. Also, Almost Journey, and then up after them is the Mighty Rotgut. So check us out.
Yeah. I'm
just nice. CD play.
Then we can all fucking check it out.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Rotgut isn't accustomed to doing weddings, but in these trying economic times, we thought, hey, we could use the $2,000. Now, with no further ado, the members of the wedding party. First, the mother and father of the bride. What a lovely couple. Christ, what a pig. Ooh. Next out of the gate, and I ain't kidding, the maid of honor. She could later be seen going at the buffet table like a slop trough. And of course, the best man. Hey, that title's not to be taken lightly. The bride tells me he's hung like a jury. Hell, the only thing he's nailed more than the bride is his new redwood deck. And of course, the couple of honor, the new Mr. and Mrs. Philip McCrack. Think he'll get lucky on his honeymoon tonight? Yeah, right. He's so coked out, Columbo couldn't find his dick. Ah, now the beautiful bride. Ooh, guess she beats whacking off to Hustler. Whoa, the smell of that pussy's drowning out Aunt Mary's perfume, and she's wearing cat piss. Man, Starkiss wants a tuna that tastes good. I got one word for you, honey. Douche. Yeah. And remember, Rotgut's also available for bar mitzvahs, proms, and sweet 16s.
Fuck. motherfucker. Form to the industry, so they tell me. Rally up a ladder so they can sell me. Don't be different, can't rock the boat. When it sinks, the duck is gonna float. Rock good, whoa. Sing high notes. Rock good, don't.
It is time for a pork duel! That is right, pork duel of Davin's Den. We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There is no reason to leave. Sit down, kick back, take off your shoes. Phew, phew, okay, okay, put shoes back on, they stink. Okay, so what was I saying? Oh yes, stick around for extra, because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
And we are back. You're listening to Davin's Den on your various affiliates. Before you went, we went to break, you guys were listening to some Rot Gut.
That's right, the Mighty Gut.
He's got a show on December 23rd. Joe Curry will be in that. Anthony from the Opie and Anthony show is the lead singer. I have seen them in concert. You're going to definitely want to check that out.
They're really fun.
You get to see Joe wear a dress, although you could see that any day. But it's a good time.
So depends on where you catch him.
That is the Mighty Rot Gut. Before we went away, we were talking about dentists and what would you do for $5. Joe was yelling at chat room people, losing his shit on them, which was
only
kind of
mean person.
What? That's
only
fine. I don't give a shit. Joe can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't piss me off, I'm fine. Joe has free reign until he bites the hand that doesn't feed.
You bit the hand that doesn't feed.
Exactly. Joe can do whatever he wants. So we're going to play a little game. Let me, I should probably introduce it with the music. I'll introduce what it is. It's called Which Country Has the Biggest Flagpole?
Yay!
I will play the theme music to it, and then I will see if anybody can guess what the hell we're talking about. You might be able to guess just from the name of the thing, but I don't know.
And by my enthusiasm.
That's true.
Good evening, and welcome to the new game show, Which Country Has the Biggest Flagpole? Join us as we judge and find out which one really rises to the occasion, stands tall and erect, one that you really want to put in your country. So join us as we find out who has got the biggest penis pixel, who has got the biggest Big Ben, who's got the biggest kielbasa, who le Eiffel Tower. That's right. Join us now for
German,
Which Country
Chinese.
Has
that
the
was
biggest
German,
flagpole.
That's the last thing you hear before you get in the shower and then wang. Fucking weird. German who's angry about a computer from the 80s. I don't know what the hell that was.
I wouldn't get in the shower if that was the first thing, the last thing I was hearing as I was walking in.
All right, so here's the deal with this game. And you guys can play along on the home version in the chat. I'll let you guys guess along, too. I'll try to monitor that. I think we might actually be having somebody call in and play with us in just a second.
Yay.
But here's what this game is. There's this gentleman, I'll assume. I'll assume he's a gentleman. He's a guy. Did a study around the world investigating which countries have the biggest penises.
Yeah.
A study that needed to be done. Now, here's my question. He tested American penises. What is truly an American penis? I mean, we have Asian Americans. We have African Americans. We have Irish Americans. I mean,
right.
Which Americans are you going to? Because I think we might have, I don't want to say shortchanged. I think we could have done better depending on who we went to.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they went with people who were multiracial. You know, I mean, and
we got President Barack Obama's cock. It's a presidential cock. It's the best cock the United States can offer.
Or, you know, a lot of us in the States are, you know, Heinz 57. We have, you know, all different varieties in us. So, I tried
Heinz
to.
57 cock.
But, you know,
escort
and then,
by name.
So then it sort of blurs the lines, you know, I mean, well, you know, you're not only Italian, Joe. You're also Scottish.
Scottish, yes.
So there you go. There's a.
It's going to be interesting how that plays out for Joe.
Exactly.
We'll have to. Now here's the.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, this is my question because I didn't know. I don't really know. I don't know the specifics of it, but it's on the internet, so it's true.
Okay.
How many penises do you need to survey to have a representative amount from each country? I mean, you just can't see one or two cocks.
You mean me personally?
Yes, Pip Helix is on her own personal journey. We'll be sending Pip Helix around the world with no return tickets. She'll be surveying penises all over the nation, some by hand, some in the mouth, some in the poop chute.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Danger, Fisher's ahead.
I mean, you've got to look at a lot of cock.
Yeah, you
would have
to
be a cock and aficionado, if you will.
Yeah, you would. I mean, and this was actually personal survey, or this was them just, you know, sending in their, you know, own answer.
There's some rumors that there were some internet observations.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how this works.
Okay.
But we will play the game. Now here's how the game works. I will name two countries. You will tell me which country you think has the bigger penis.
Okay.
If you win.
Yes.
You have the opportunity to guess the size of the penis, of the winning penis and the losing penis.
Oh, okay.
Winner does not have to do anything with penises. Loser sucks a cock. Joe, you better win.
I'm gonna get that deal.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Not if the people in the chat room have their way about it. Now, these cocks are measured in inches, and there are fractions, so it could be like 0.2, 0.3,
okay.
0.4, so it could be like 6.2,
right.
Stuff like that. Everybody clear?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Wrong piece of paper. Republic of Congo versus South Africa. Who's got the biggest cock? Who's got the bigger pole?
I'm going to say Republic of Congo.
I will concur.
All right. You are both correct, so you both can guess.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. Well, you know, I'm...
Yes.
I'm going with the, you know, anecdotal information that black fellows have bigger poles. So I'm going to say, I don't know, 7 inches?
What are you going to say?
7.5.
7.5.
You were close and you did not go over. You win the Showcase Showdown. It was 7.1. Joe overshot. Joe was too optimistic about the Congo cock.
Wow. Okay. 7.1. That's
quite
that's
the penis.
That's quite the penis.
That's quite the flagpole.
And now we're talking, this is the size erect, correct?
Yes. Oh, so yes, it's erect.
I'm like, damn, that better be a shower.
This is erect. All right. Oh, my God. Joe, South Africa's penis, the losing penis.
I would say 6.5.
What would you say, Pip?
Oh, 6.8.
You're both wrong.
Oh.
It's 6. They're mostly white. Come on, stupid.
Oh, well.
But 6 from a predominantly white country. Not
it's
bad.
Still nope. Pretty representing.
Not bad.
Yep.
Not bad at all. All right, here we go. Ireland?
Yes.
Versus the United Kingdom. Pay attention, chat room.
Yeah. You know, another thing. Yeah. They call it the Irish curse. So I'm going to say the United Kingdom.
You're going to say the United Kingdom.
Well, hold on. Yeah. Isn't
That's why I paired them off. They're very closely related.
Isn't Ireland? Yeah, I thought Ireland was part of the United Kingdom.
Ireland is part of the United Kingdom, and the southern part of Ireland is its own country.
All righty. I would say the United Kingdom.
You both say the United Kingdom. You're both correct.
Oh, really?
You're both very good at knowing cocks.
Joe. You, so now we have to decide what size do we think?
Yes.
Okay. So we're talking about the United
Kingdom.
The UK first. Now, this is a representative sample, yes?
Wasn't Mary Poppins going around.
No, I know.
Just a spoonful of penis
sugar.
Makes the American...
makes American go down?
American go down!
Go.
Well, those accents are enticing. let's see. Let's say 4.7.
4.7. So you think the winning penis is 4.7?
I'm thinking.
Oh, right.
5.2.
Joe wins that one.
Yeah. Oh, what is it?
He doesn't get a point because he didn't guess it right, but 5.5 for the UK cock.
Oh, okay.
You sure changed the pound.
I'm so sorry.
And now for the losing penis. Joe?
4.8.
I agree.
4.8. It's 5.
Five. Oh,
you've
okay.
underestimated the leprechauns.
I'm so terribly sorry.
All right.
That's not bad, though.
Yes, Raymond. I am ready for you to call. I will do this one. The phone will ring, and I will ask them.
He's going to play the game with us. He's not going to like call in with his own measurements or something, is he?
I hope not.
Oh, good.
That would be a train wreck.
Don't want to know.
This measurements. I need a bigger screen.
Yes, I know.
It's all the Congo cock.
What is that?
What's the tint and the resolution on this flat on the screen? All right, here we go.
Oh, look, he's cut.
He can't pull the skin off for bonus points. I don't think that would be allowed. I think it's got to go to the shaft to the head. Yeah. I mean, I think the base of the balls to the head. Yeah. I don't think it's like, you know, when you want to be taller to make the basketball team, you spike your hair.
True.
I don't think you could do that.
That's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, that's why
yes,
I said it.
It is.
Joe. It's nice when Joe understands what I'm doing.
Yes.
Really, it's just like monkey throwing feces sometimes. All right, here we go. Australia versus Canada.
Oh, that's tough.
Ah, hold on.
Hold on. We have another contestant.
It's the phone.
How scary.
Mm.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is the Rayman and Godblow Show calling to speak with Davin Rosenblatt from davincomedy.com, where you can hear the three Jews, Davin and some guy named Joe. We'll play in the band every Friday.
He wishes. And they're not Jews. I'm the only Jew here.
Yes.
Yes, yes, because they were on to us.
We put them on a train and sent them on their way.
You're saying terrible things.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah.
Like the last thing you hear before that final show.
The final blast of gas.
Yeah, and happy Hanukkah, and thanks for the molar. Well, yes, this is our pals, the Rayman and Guy Blow Show out of upstate New York, calling in and spreading hateful things.
Hi, guys.
I knew we had the right show.
The cavalry is here.
All right. Well, here's the one we are on right now. We are on Australia versus Canada. What is your guys' guess?
Australia versus Canada?
Yes.
Well, they do call it the Great Down Under because they're always going down on females. So I'm guessing they're going down on their girls because they have small cocks.
I'm going 4.7.
No, you don't have to give me the measurement yet. You just have to tell me, if you guess which country has the bigger cock, then you have the honor of guessing measurements. So who has a bigger cock, Australia or Canada?
Canada. All right, so hold on now. Guy Blow thinks that Canada, because Australia is a great down under, Rayman is going the same thing, but for a different reason. Australia was founded by people who got sent to prison for doing hateful crimes and things that were bad, and that's because they had small penises in England. So I'm going Australia for the same thing.
Both going Australia for the larger penises. Canada for the larger penises. It's official. Canada for the largest. Pip, who's got the larger penis?
Actually, you know what? I was going to agree with them. I was going to say the Canada. And that's very astute that they remembered that it was a country founded by inmates. And they were from...
They're not just a bunch of alcoholic anti-Semitic degenerates. They're very smart over there.
I did not say that. They were only anti-Semitic.
Come on. With the amount of... You have to know why you hate a people. And that's what these guys do. They're very smart.
I'm glad.
That's why we love them. I don't hang out with stupid shows. I hang out with stupid people. Not stupid shows.
Yes, I was agreeing with them. I think that they were right on target. I think the Canadians are bigger.
Joe?
I am going with Australia.
Joe is going with Australia.
That is right.
Joe is wrong.
Joe? Really?
They just called you an idiot. They know you.
I was factoring Aborigines cock.
They're not talking about Aborigines, though.
That's interesting, Joe. Yeah. That's actually not a bad guess.
Yeah.
But you're wrong. All right, Rayman and Guy Blow, please tell me the size of the cock you think the Canadians have.
Because of their position near the equator, I'm going to go with...
The Canadians are nowhere near the equator. What are you fucking talking about, stupid?
Which Canadians do you mean?
Do you mean the Canadians that go on vacation?
No, because as we get closer to the equator, your cock grows. It's scientific fact.
Right? Oh. Just give me fucking inches.
Once we get to Ecuador, I'm going to say 8. Yeah.
Well, for the love of God, they're giving us latitude. They're not giving us inches.
Listen, you motherfuckers.
We want longitude.
Yes, we do want longitude. Although latitude is what makes the walls hurt. Listen, in inches, how long do you think the Canadian schlong is, fellas?
Below average large penis.
These gentlemen are experts. All right, 4.6.
They take their cock seriously.
Pip does not. Pip gets to guess. Joe does not.
Oh, okay. And so we're saying how big are the Canadians?
Yes, they're the bigger ones.
I'm going to think that they're larger than that. I'm going to say 5.3.
Very close, Pip Helix. 5.5.
Oh.
Yes, the Mounties can mount thee.
That's why they call them Mounties.
Wait, it's cold up there. You have to grow a long cock if you want to have
That's
fun.
That's why it's the great big white north.
Yeah. All right, listen, you guys have another opportunity, though, since you guys got the first part of this correct. Australia, gentlemen, Australia. You there?
I'll go, I'm going to go 4.7 again. 4.7.
Wow, not thinking you can hurt a kangaroo at all with those penises. Pip?
I'm planning a vacation to Australia, based on what they're saying. But I think maybe 5.
5. Pip Helix, again, surprisingly knows more about penises.
Oh, my... Ta-da!
5.2 for the Australian penis.
Ah.
Don't sell yourself short, fellas.
I don't know. I thought we were even Steven on that.
You guys have quite the track record. All right. Here we go. You guys ready?
Yep.
All right. Rayman and Guy Blow. First up, South Korea or North Korea?
Let's just play the equator game. How about this?
I like the fact that they have science behind
it. I know.
Well, their last name might be Hung.
Yeah. And by the 38th parallel now, so.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
All right. I believe that South Korea was the communist of the two Koreans. No, North. Was it North?
They still are.
North communist.
The alcohol must be kicking in.
So the North. Yo, that or I had the Oliver Stone's, the Korean War on Showtime, especially. Yeah, they're only on week 4. They're on Cold War right now.
Why can't we trick on our show? Look how much fun they're having.
The North.
in North Korea, there's not much to live for. They have labor camps. I'm rolling with North Korea with smaller dicks.
North Korea, smaller dicks. Joe Curry?
I think that is correct. I'm going with South Korea.
I'm going to say that the North Koreans have smaller dicks, too, just on general principles that I don't want the commies to have bigger ones.
Mm.
Tough one, kids. They're equal. Their penises are equal. You can introduce communism, but you can't grow a cock.
They went wang to wang, and that's what happened.
And because nobody got it right, I will just have to tell you, they have 3.8, so they have a lot to be angry about. 3.8 inches of cock.
Oh, my God.
Why do you think they're trying to shoot missiles into outer space to find a Martian that'll feel them?
Wow. That is kind of sad.
Too much?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point. They don't want to see the real porn because they'll hurt their eyes looking for it. That's an excellent point. That's why you need those huge tentacles penetrating the women.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point. These guys bring a lot to the show.
Oh, but they do.
God, I wish these guys lived closer so they could do the board break-a-thon with us.
Yeah. Oh,
I'd love to
nice.
Have these guys live with us.
Yeah.
All right, come on down. We'll talk after the show. Definitely come on down. We'll do something.
We'll come down on Christmas. We know you don't celebrate that, so we can...
You can fucking do a show with me. We got a best of queued up. I'll do a show with you guys if you want to, you fucking pagans. I got no problem with that. Nice. We'll light the Christmas tree. Put 8 candles on that motherfucker. I don't care. Yeah, and Jesus never comes back, so everybody wins. Wait, hold on. I'm just getting something from one of the stations. Oh, well, it looks like we've been banned.
Oh, no, banned! You're kidding. Banned!
We just got kicked off an internet radio station.
Which
Get
one?
Out. Which one?
Well, the one that Joe went off on there. We are no longer on Smoking Hits.
So much for Smoking Hits.
Here we go. Hey, Davin, sorry to have to say this, but after what I just went on in my chat room... I'm going to have to call back the show, as it isn't how I want this to go down. I've enjoyed you being there, but when one of your presenters goes off on a loyal listener of mine, that is the end.
Wow.
All right, now here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. They started attacking the show.
Right.
That's how it started. Joe fought back.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't like we started going, I mean, that's cool.
I know.
Here. You guys, hold on, Rayman and Guy Blow. You guys carry on.
Okay.
Just bear with me one moment. I have to respond to this, and then we will go back to the game. But that's how it is. It's a fucking pack mentality, man. You attack one of us, that's the way it is. Don't be a douche in a chat room,
yeah.
And everything's cool.
That's right.
Yeah. Now.
Pussies.
Band!
Hold us up.
Okay, I'm gonna
talk to them.
Well, guys, if you have somebody,
radio show for that, how small is their dick?
Yes,
they're from England. Very.
Actually, I don't know if you guys were listening.
Dick on each podcast. Let's go that. Compare Rayman and Guy Blow show versus Clutch and Wiggle.
All right, they're still listening. All right, so here's
Sean, here's the deal, man. I told you this could happen. That's what's going to happen. It's going to alienate some people, and some people are going to dig it. It's a comedy show on a music station. It happened to Opie and Anthony when they went to 102.7 in New York.
Yeah.
Because it was a classic rock station, and then they brought in Opie and Anthony, and people would complain all the time, and they stuck with Opie and Anthony, and it became one of the biggest things going. People are going
to
be pissed
it.
Off. We're not playing the hits, so they're pissed off at the music. And last week, we had people from your station in the chat room participating and having a great time.
Yes.
Listen, man, it's your deal. You can pull the plug on it if you want, but it's a freedom of speech thing. They have the right to say terrible things, and I'll repeat the terrible things they say on the air. I got no issue with that, but we got the right to respond, man.
We're not going
to
suffer their abuse.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Right.
We got a whole thing that we have planned out, and if people want to attack it, they're entitled to. They also have the option to sign off, but
yeah.
They said nasty things. Joe lost his shit.
Yes.
It happens. I still
don't expect to see a rough around the edges New Yorker to sit there and tell us that the show is
lame. Oh, here we
go.
Comedy isn't trash talking. You should quit while you're ahead. Now, really?
Who was that saying that?
I heard of Lisa Lampanelli.
Yeah. They haven't.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. We weren't trash talking.
We weren't.
We went after one particular person who went after us. We didn't go after the station.
No.
We went after one person. They were the one who's talking trash.
Right.
We have this whole shit planned out. The shit you listened to last week, which you love. The shows which you heard before you agreed to have us, which you loved. That's the normal show.
Yeah.
When people get out of line, we attack.
That's right.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Rayman, go.
Well,
Rayman and Guy Blow are having a good time. That we're getting, that they're not suffering the abuse.
Listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal with this shit. It's not for everybody, and especially with these music stations. Mm-hmm. I tell them ahead of time. Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I don't want to be in this situation.
Right.
I go, are you sure? Because as far as internet talk radio goes, we're actually relatively tame.
Very much.
We can't
so.
Even get on the chat anymore.
Yeah. Well, you'd be kicked out.
Banned. But on Smoldering Hits, which stinks, whiny motherfucker.
I don't know.
But here's the thing. We tell them. I say, listen, this is what it is. And then they listen to the show and like, okay, cool. I want to be a part of this. You loved it last week.
Right.
You loved what we were doing up until somebody talked shit.
Right.
Joe went off on him. Joe has the right to go off on him. They have the right to retaliate
but
back.
Wait a second. Hold on a second.
I don't like what they were saying to me on that. I take them off there.
But hold on one second. You're saying Joe went off on them. The guy said some shit about the show. Joe said, go fuck yourself. That's going off?
You know
I
what? That's
right. Stupid, too. Yeah, when is this lame? How long is this lame ass show going to be on for?
Right.
And I'm going to sit there and go, well, we have another 2 hours, yeah. Miss my
please,
new limey
please
friend.
Like
go
us.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Stupid. And that's actually
well,
what
Joe doesn't really speak on behalf of the whole show, but he can say whatever he wants.
Because this is America, land that I love, where freedom of speech reigns.
Oh, boy.
You know,
I'm going to sue some
wait a minute. So, did you just run something up your own flagpole there?
Yes. Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. What'd you guys say? I'm sorry.
Thanks, guys.
Good.
And we plug you.
You,
too.
We plug you,
guys. Well, not with a Canadian cock, yeah. But you guys can go to davincomedy.com and listen. There's a whole bunch of affiliates. The only affiliate you can't click on right now is Smoking Hits because they pulled the plug. You know, we always get kicked out of the foreign countries.
And I do know. It for America. America!
USA, motherfucker.
Maybe they were upset about the penis size.
By the way, I want to get on your network, and I want to help you guys get on some of ours if you're interested. All right. Well, not the ones that banned us.
I don't know. I mean, we've been riding out with USA Radio just because Traffic Light, who owns the network,
mm-hmm.
is an unsigned artist network. So he does a mixture of, you know, you have me and Rain Man on here, and then we interview unsigned artists. And he just allows anything. Like, we can do whatever we want. Like, how Smoking Hits listeners are probably like, hey, I tuned in for Boston more than a feeling. Can I hear a Jew talking to a bunch of pagans?
That about sums it up, yes.
Yes, yeah, pretty much.
No, we have a lot. We actually do have a lot of state. We got to get hook you up with Levy Land.
And we do have a Catholic.
You guys know Reverend Bob Levy?
Yeah, he used to be on Pix 106 up here in upstate New York.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're on his stick cam state. We'll talk after the show. Nobody wants to hear this nonsense. Yeah. We'll talk after the show.
Oh, I like Big Daddy. I will be back when there's something enjoyable to listen to. Yeah.
And if you didn't get that link, RainManGuyBlow.com, click the stick cam button, and you'll be able to see these two faces, Rainman, Guy Blow, and guess what, we got faces for radio.
Right. Yeah.
I highly recommend you enjoy their faces. Enjoy their faces like they should be enjoyed.
I really enjoy the name of their...
Oh, Van Hangar was in there before. He said he must be Korean. I'm sorry.
I got three smiley faces giving me the finger. You stupid, dumb country. You're driving the wrong side of the road, too.
I mean, I don't get why they would get so pissed off like that. And you know, this is the problem. This is what I talk about in my thing where I talk about people getting offended.
Yeah.
If you get offended, First of all, it's all subjective. You have the right to go away.
Yes.
And
yes.
And you can be offended. It's okay.
Yes.
But if you voice your complaint to the artist who's ever doing whatever offends you, they have the right to respond.
Yes.
Don't be a pussy and cry to Nana and try to make people lose their job. Not that I was getting paid to be there.
Right.
But I mean, whatever.
I turned inside out.
Whatever.
We're in America too, hon. Just cut it out. You made your
Are they still listening?
Yeah, I don't know. It's okay.
Are we still on their air?
Listen to this. Zip it. It's okay. He's gone. Yes, Kong gone. Kong go in.
All right, guys. I can't anymore. This is
I love it.
This has gotten too much of my attention.
Love it.
We have guests on the phone and there's cocks to measure.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Bam.
Yes.
Back to the cocks.
Back to the cocks.
All right. Is everybody focused now again?
On cock, yes.
Boys. Damn it. Good.
All right, gentlemen. Let's do it. Ecuador versus Colombia. Hmm.
Ooh.
He's very enthusiastic.
Well, yeah, because his whole equator theory.
All right, Ecuador. What?
Ecuador over Colombia.
Oh, all right, both. All right, Joe.
I'm going Ecuador
because of their enthusiasm.
And I know where the
I'm going to go Colombia just to be arbitrary.
It is Ecuador.
Oh, see, look.
Oh, no, it's done.
You're talking trash. Don't talk trash.
Don't talk trash at me.
All right, gentlemen, how big is that flagpole?
8.8.
Holy shit.
Wow. They really do believe
they're
in their theory.
In. Joe?
I would say
they're all
8.1.
In? Say that again. They're all in?
All in.
8.1. Damn. I'm going to say 7.5.
They built the pyramids.
All right, hold on. You guys all overestimated.
Oh.
It's 7 inches.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
He seems offended.
Yes.
It's like a third paddle. Like, they do a lot of fishing in Ecuador, too, I'd imagine. They're out there in the water, you know, it gives them that speed to catch fish. If he drops an oar, he's like, fuck it, I was born with this.
Guys, it's still 7 inches. I mean,
that's nothing to sneeze at.
What? There's like 15, 20 inches out there somewhere in Ecuador. It's an average.
They have the 15 or 20 inches ones in museums.
Now, let me just speak up. I dated an Ecuadorian girl.
Yes.
She was very small. There's no way she's handling a 7-inch penis.
Really?
Fortunately, she didn't have to.
Good for her. Wait a minute.
Oh, they're rallying around Big Daddy. Really? Are you really rallying around him? Assholes.
Oh, Joe, let it go. I don't care anymore. Right. Joe's still fighting with
the other.
Americans.
Let it go. They're not listening.
Right. I wish I could. I can't get on. He threw me out.
They banned Joe.
That's
all right. Well, listen, whatever. I'll talk to Sean later on. We'll see what happens. When I get fired and there's big money involved,
yeah.
I'm concerned.
Yes.
Mm. When I get kicked off internet radio and there's not big money involved, I'm used to it.
That's concerned.
It's just one more time I can say too hardcore for the internet.
I know. No, we're talking about the size of dicks, and what Joe said in the chat room was what got us kicked off.
No,
really?
All right, let's move
really?
On.
Really?
Let's move on.
We've got more.
Let's move on, kids. Let's take it back to World War II.
Okay.
Hmm. We just did.
You guys are awesome at this game. I'll tell you what, Rayman and Guy Blow, experts on P9.
I really want to know why he's called Guy Blow.
Because he measures. All right, France or Germany? Gentlemen? It's history. Germany.
For some reason, even though this goes against everything that we both stand for, with the whole small cock syndrome, the closer to the equator idea, I'm going to go Germany too, just because of that soccer player, Zidane, who headbutted the French guy in the head. Yeah.
You think that was involved to a large penis?
Yeah.
Okay. And the marching all over Europe, probably too, big cock. Okay. It's good to know. All right.
They were occupying
Europe. With their huge penises, in your opinion.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to the earlier part of our podcast for that joke, Devin.
I will do that. Pip, who's got a bigger penis?
You know what? I think the land of sausage has to roll, so I'm going to say Germany.
Joe?
I'm going with Germany myself.
Well, it's a Nazi cock party.
Yeah!
Everybody's right on that one.
Yeah!
You would think with the need to rule the world, they would have small penises, but
you'd
not the case.
Well, maybe he individually were... Yeah.
I think he was from Austria.
Austria.
Yeah,
see, there you go. Bingo. So that's...
What's his name, oh?
Austria cocks? Right. That's probably a smaller variety of cocks.
Yeah, probably below to North Korea.
Yeah, Austria's known for fixing clocks. I think that it was Freudian. Right. They had to try to fix something.
All right, guys, hazard a guess for the large German penis. I love the reasoning these guys have. It's like they're gurus.
I know. Of cockdom.
Joe?
Let's see. I would say 7.2.
Whoa. Wow. You
really you know they're mostly white, right?
You're overestimating the Germans, I think. I'm going to...
They're talking shit. They're talking trash.
I'm going to say 5.
5. The correct answer for the Nazi peni is 5.7.
Oh. Oh, so 5.5 was the closest. Credit.
You guys did bigger than you thought. Time to go to the Deutschland, fellas.
Yeah. Woo!
All right, guys, and now for the losing penis.
I love the
France.
Schnitzel.
France, small, because they're a bunch of bitches, and they drink wine, and they fucking don't wear deodorant. Probably 4.
They're hilarious.
The lack of deodorant is directly proportionate to penis size? Okay.
Well, in Ecuador, they have to have huge cocks because they all stink because they're right by the sun.
Right. That's true. Oh dear.
Oh dear. Look at that French penis.
I'm getting off the cliff.
It's like
here.
A croissant.
Let's see. It's a baguette.
How much for your freedom, friends?
I'm thinking 5.2.
5.2.
I'm going with 5.3.
Joe!
Whoa!
Joe!
On the nose?
Nice. Joe, no, on the nose.
I'd rather not have it that way.
Teach their own.
Joe got it. 5.3.
Nice.
He's the master of the French penis, and don't you kids doubt him.
Oui,
oui. All right, we got a... I will rule with an iron cock.
Yes.
My penis will overshadow those Europeans. All right, we got more of these. You guys liking this game?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, Italy versus Greece, fellas.
Ah.
Oh.
These guys stick together too.
It's like a football pregame show.
It is.
It's fucking awesome. Joe, who do you think?
I'm going with Greece.
Greece.
Ooh, okay.
Pip.
Anecdotally, by my information, I'm going to say Italy.
Italy.
Yeah.
Joe is wrong.
Really?
Oh.
It is Italy.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, here's the thing, Joe. Think about it. A lot of those penises are going in rears in Greece, so you're going to want a smaller penis.
You're going to hope.
It's just logic,
point
Joe.
Point taken, sir.
Point taken where, sir?
Point taken where, sir?
What'd you say?
Well, the Greek gods were fags.
All right. Now we've been kicked off Greece Radio. Thank you.
No, thanks. There goes that station.
All right.
Dude, they're growers.
All right, are we going to make fun of the Greece statue penis? How long do you think it is, kind sir? All right, but it's rock hard and it can go all night.
2 inches.
Look at
4.
Four.
Look at that marble. Look at that veining.
Pip.
The Greek I'm going to say 4.8.
4.8. You know, you guys really underestimated the degree. I know they're no longer having austerity, but they're still packing heat, kids. 5.8 on the losing penis.
5.8 on the losing
penis? I don't think that's a losing penis.
Excuse really. Me, you kids can't see this, but I'm fanning myself.
No, that's quite the penis.
Wow.
I don't know. There's a bunch of cats there walking around with a limp.
Wow.
Why do you think they're so damn friendly? Come here. All right, fellas, the winning penis of Italy.
My God, I'm afraid to say.
For over 5.8, I'm guessing it's probably pretty close because I can do like 6 inches of coke. I'm thinking 6 inches even.
6 inches.
Six
inches. Pip?
I'm going to say 6.5.
6.2 inches on the Italian penis.
Oh.
Mamma mia.
Yeah, that's what she says. Yeah.
Right, here we go. How many more of these are? 1, 2, 3, 4.
No.
Well, if you're fat, really doesn't matter how big your penis is. You can't see it.
Yeah.
Although you need a bigger penis so you can at least see the tip. So it makes sense they'd have a larger dong. Just science, fellas.
Do you mean in their bodies or are they girthy? Which fat are we talking about?
That's a good point.
What's
to the equator, terrorist acts?
Yeah, now you're right. I mean, Pip Helix was just being silly. Just being silly.
I was hoping that there was a formula, there was a way to tell, but okay.
All right, now this next cat, now this next round pits two countries that we like to export our jobs to.
Oh, uh-oh.
Who's got the bigger penis, everybody? India or China? Fellas?
India, they got all those weights there. They're definitely weighing down their cocks. They're probably down to their knees. I'm going India, solid 18 inch.
Wow. Do you both agree? Well, or up, as the case may be. Joe?
I would go India.
Pip?
I'm sorry, I'm on the phone with Air India right now. 18 inches, holy God. I would go with the country of the Kama Sutra, India.
You all lose!
Oh, no!
No,
no
way!
No,
China,
no way!
China has the Great Wall and the Greater Cock!
No way!
Fine, go measure your own damn cock. Don't blame me,
Pip,
kids.
Get the plane.
I have to go check out the guys in the
minute
part now.
Nobody's a winner in this round, just so you know.
Oh my God.
India's sporting four.
What?
India's sporting four.
No way.
4 inches. And China's sporting 4.3.
How?
And that's just on their women.
How are they so overpopulated?
How are they so overpopulated? Because when you don't feel a cock, you don't mind fucking a cock. You know, the women are passed out, they're still fucking away.
Wow.
Just makes sense.
Wow, okay.
Everybody loses that
four.
One.
Four.
China, we apologize. We did not recognize the girth and width of your penis.
No, we
and
did
size
not.
Two. All right, here we go, kids.
And your ability to make poisonous plastic.
Joe is still monitoring the chat room to look at the damage he's done.
I know.
He's fixated.
He
oh,
is.
Let it go,
he's obsessed.
Joe. I'll see if we get back on there or not. We're going to have to have a, me and Sean are going to have a heart-to-heart. Anyway, yes. New Zealand versus Iceland, fellas. Chicanery leads to chicockery, in your opinion.
They name their country Iceland, right, but it's really green. Yeah.
It is a ruse.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Just due to how deceitful they are.
Yeah.
It
rules.
And I think New Zealand was prisoners too, right?
Maybe.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. But yes. Yes, they were.
Okay.
All right. So you,
all
guys,
right.
You guys say Iceland. Iceland. All right. Pip?
You know, basing it on the whole idea about the Vikings, because I would think that the Vikings were pretty hung. I'm just basing this on my
then
own.
Those rape victims were very sore.
Yes, probably.
Leif Erikson was packing the heat.
But see, because they called it Iceland, the Vikings didn't go there. So it's not based on the Vikings being there. I'm going to say all those different inmates, New Zealand.
She's going New Zealand.
I'm going New Zealand.
Joe?
I'm
going New Zealand.
Well, the Rayman and Guy Blow show won that round.
Oh, no!
It is Iceland. How big do you think that Iceland penis was, fellas?
My dick connoisseur prowess says... Man. Yo, Iceland chicks are hot, too.
Yeah, they are. And to be, and to have a hot girl there and to actually bang her, you gotta be pretty home.
Yeah, you do. Well, we're
friends. Otherwise, but they deport a lot of them. So my guess is below what you normally think. I'm going like a 5.1.
I don't know, man.
Because they all leave, all the hot ones leave.
Because there's modeling jobs in the United States. yo, 5.8, final answer.
5.8.
Green man goes 5.1.
6.5 on that winning penis.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Go off my fucking chair.
Huh. Wow. Sorry.
Well, that's probably one of those Icelandic penises. Hope you didn't fall on one of those. It's going to smart.
That's...
Rumor, I'm sorry, rumor has it on Smoking Hits that we're still out there, that's still trying to get rid of us. You can't stop us!
No, I just signed off. They asked me to sign off. I don't care. They were exposed for too long. And fellas, the smaller penis of New Zealand, what do you think?
Small, but real small. 4.1.
Oof, 4.1.
Oof, I don't think so.
Yeah, low, huh?
Yeah, I think that, what we give, what was Iceland, a 6.5?
6.5.
Wow.
What's a sheep like is the question.
I'm going 6.3. A bigger length to be able to do that. Yeah.
When you get that elk, you want to know you can penetrate him.
I didn't know you need a big cock. I would think if you had a big cock, you wouldn't have to fuck an animal.
Yeah.
Well, when all the animals got bigger, like think of a horse, you could have a wolf.
Yeah.
Fuck a sheep. Kangaroos had a big dick, right? I would imagine.
You would imagine, like you don't know. Pshaw, fellas. Pshaw.
Of course you know.
The only kangaroo I've ever seen in the Mickey Mouse.
I know every cartoon. And the kangaroo had the boxing gloves on. I've never seen a kangaroo with boxing gloves. Click drawing them with them on there.
He's got a point.
He does.
It's really just lying to the children.
It is.
Well, guys. It was 5.5. A fine penis.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, guys. We got three more of these to get through.
Let's do it.
Sweden versus Russia.
Ooh.
Now look here.
We are about to be schooled.
I bet the people on Stickhammer are enjoying this show. Now look here.
Extremely cold. But the last time we had a cold place, they were hung up in Canada.
All right, in Canada.
Yeah, Canada.
That's backwards for Canada.
Wait, the Iceland women have big cocks? And you find that sexy?
Oh, all right. Going there.
Well, Bjork does.
Yeah, didn't you see the girl from Canada who was in the dude from Canada with the dick was in the Miss Universe pageant, remember?
These guys do research.
Yes.
I know.
There's charts and
they're
graphs.
Very talented. This is the first time they've split up.
I know. Yes, it is.
Don't get upset by this, Davin.
I won't. I'll be okay. I'll be held.
I told you I was watching the Oliver Stone there on Showtime.
Right.
And, you know, 6 million Jews were murdered during World War II, right?
Well, unless you ask the guy who's running Iran.
All right. Well, let me tell you, the guy from Iran also told me 27 million Russians were killed.
Shit happens.
Oh.
Execution by cock size. I like it.
Okay.
Exactly. I think that strictly based on that, Russia has a larger cock size based on the theorem of evolution.
Now, let me ask you this, and then we'll move on. I mean, you're on the record. You're on the record. Do you think Chernobyl had an effect?
Oh.
They love the science of that.
His cock glows like a lightsaber.
Gaibo is actually short for Guy Blotowski. He is from Ukraine.
Oh.
That actually is very near and dear to his heart. You know what? It's always good to make fun of it. Why not?
Yeah. Fun.
But, that could be the reason why I got a honker. I must have the fallout.
We want to know if it's near and dear to someplace else, yes. Not your heart.
No, he already went on the record. I just threw a little extra at him.
All right, good.
On your back, your heart can
Settle down, Congo. Joe, who's got the bigger one, the Swedes or the Ruskies?
I'm going with the Swedes.
Pip?
I'm really torn here.
I bet you are.
There's been a lot of penises.
Is it warm in here?
Mr. Helix is going to think it's a swimming pool by the time he gets home.
What the hell did you guys do tonight?
Stick a toe in it. Stick a foot in it.
Yeah, he's not going to know what hit him. Let's see. I'm going to go with the Swedes.
Swedes. Sweden is correct.
Yeah,
oh,
baby!
Yeah.
Bread. Bread. Like their veal. All right, so what's the guess on the Swedish penis?
It's around the Icelandic region, which was 6.8, so I'm going to go 6.4.
All right, Pip?
Yeah, I was thinking about the same range. I was going to say 6.5.
Joe?
I'm going to agree with Pip, 6.5.
5.9, you overestimate.
Oh!
You overestimate.
Oh!
All right, the Russian penis, fellas, or actually fella. The one who got it right.
Russian penis. I'm going to go, oh, it's cold, man.
Penis.
Jerking off. I don't think that the census got an accurate reading on that. Just, that's fucking bullshit. Just because they have Siberia and they don't want to whip it out. Like, we all know Drago was hung like an ox. You can see it when he's running up that treadmill.
Or you could. I don't know about if I did. And that's what you get as a prize. Congratulations, sir.
You get a swinging dick.
I'm rolling 5.4, man.
All right, Pip?
I'm going to say closer to 5.7.
Joe?
I'm going to take a solid 5.
I bet you will.
I bet you could.
5.2.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, two more, and then we're done with this case. Romania versus Spain. Fellas?
Hands down
on thy shaft.
That's pretty amazing how they're like
very
the mind meld.
They're a team. They know penises. Pip?
I was going to actually say Spain, too.
3 years. I'm a connoisseur.
You certainly are. Nobody will ever take that away from you.
You were what for 3 years?
I've been measuring cocks for 3 years.
Oh, I see. Okay. So do you have your degree yet?
He works for Men's Warehouse.
That's great.
It's like an unfair advantage.
Do you dress the
but
left or the right,
it's
sir?
So nice that tonight you get to take your work home with you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yeah, really.
Let me tip you in on a little secret. The end scene, it's a big fib. It's not real.
Oh.
Wow. Thanks for enlightening us with Taylor shit.
Well,
thank you.
I'm sad.
It's great.
I think, back to the guessing, I think it's Spain.
Spain?
Yes.
Joe?
Spain.
Everybody got that right.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right, guys. Fellas?
I'm going 7.6 in Spain, and they call it the gordita.
7.6, wow.
That sounds like something you can order at Taco Bell.
Yeah, I'm going more like a 6.6.
Still impressive, fellas.
Yeah.
Joe?
5.7.
Pip?
6.
She breathed in like it was coming at her.
Brace myself. Holy hats.
Hold on to your hats, kids.
5.5.
Oh.
Ooh.
Imagine the ladies. They're so beautiful over there.
I was expecting more.
All right, fellas, for the Romanian penis.
Probably. Now, aren't they bombed out in the depleted version of Italy?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And Italy was fucking hung like a new jack. I do know a hot girl, though, that is Romanian. So there's at least one big dick there that probably brings the average up a little bit. Yeah, but when they do the stats, though, they throw the biggest exaggerated stats out. So that way you get the best mean data of a dick.
I think that guy blew the bell curve.
Yeah, would you call that hard data?
Thanks, Joe. Haven't you done enough?
I'll go 5.2. Yeah, I'm going 5.2 as well.
Joe, your Romanian penis, please?
Your Romanian penis?
Romanian penis, 4.7.
Pip?
Oh, I was going to say 4.8.
You're all wrong. It's 5.
Oh.
And the final one, which will lead to where we're going next, and then we'll have to say goodbye to our pals who I've loved hanging out with. The final one, Ghana versus the good old USA.
Oh! Oh!
near and dear to our hearts.
I nice that.
Like it's the NCAA tournament and we had to get a play in.
I love these guys, man. You guys rule.
I know you've never listened to our show before. We used to have a guy who was a priest from Ghana on our show, and he was constantly readjusting. I know he's hung like a
in Ghana.
And he doesn't even want to guess which one yet. He wants to go straight to the measurements, as do I.
Ghana is the number one seed in this dick tournament. Absolutely. Why do you think they have so many fucking kids running around there looking for mosquito nets?
Because guys rule.
Okay.
Wow.
Never heard that theory, but I'm not going to argue with it.
Guys
no.
Rule.
Joe?
I'm going Ghana.
I'm going Ghana.
All right, you guys. Everybody's right.
Ghana blows us away.
All right, now these guys already... What did you guys guess? 7.2?
7.3, they said.
7.3. Rayman had a 7.3.
We're going to
follow it with a
7.3
as well.
Bet you are
going to
follow it.
Yeah.
Pip?
6.8. Joe? 6.3.
Pip Helix!
Yeah!
6.8 of Ghana.
Get the
Wow!
Wow! Yeah.
I guess our priest is a little over averagely hung.
Or yeah, he's got very small underwear. You know, it could be.
Yeah, I know. He should buy a bigger
size.
All
right, guys. And what is good old USA Uncle Sam packing, fellas?
5.9. Yeah, I bet you we're below the 6 mark. I bet you we're around a 5.8.
Joe?
I'm going with the 5.8.
I am, too.
You would think.
What?
5.1, kids.
Oh!
Really? We are packing little heat.
Oh, that, you know.
And I mean little.
That's not little.
But see, that's what I said before the show. I mean, before we started this thing, I was like, you know, what's an American? Are you going to the Asian Americans? Or are you going to the African Americans?
It's hard to say, because of the melting pot. It could have gone anywhere.
Well, fellas, tell everybody again where they can hear the Raymond and Guy Blow show.
GuyBlow.com and follow me on the Twitter sphere @Guy_Blow, and we'll let you know when we're going live and when the podcast will be available. And don't forget, this is @DaRain_Man. That's the Rain Man. And don't forget, yo, if you're listening right now through QSJRadio.com, we are currently on the phone with Devin Rosenblatt from DavinComedy.com. You can listen to Three Jews every Tuesday.
Even only one of us is.
I like them so much, I'm a Jew.
This is just the way I do it, kids.
Everybody has their schmeckle hacked off when these guys plug us.
What a mensch.
They hop on the mic every Tuesday and get real. You got Devin Rosenblatt, Pip Helix, and some guy named Joe plays in a band every Friday.
Thank you, fellas. It was a pleasure hanging out. We're going to talk off
the
air, see if we can get you guys down here to do that a live event with us. You guys rock. We want all of our fans to go support the Rayman and Guy Blow show.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
You guys rule.
By the way, if you can't find us on DavinComedy.com, that's because we're all the way on the bottom of the affiliate page, the bottom left. We need to move up.
Move them up, Davins. Move them up.
I have no control over it. I'll make some calls. if we can reach. We got the right guys. Thank you, fellas.
Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night.
Rayman and Guy Blow show. Those guys rule.
They were awesome.
They're so funny.
They were awesome. Best.
I love those.
I love that they had science to back them, too.
And that's what internet radio is about.
Yeah.
That is about shows, hanging out, cross-promoting, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it really should be about. I enjoyed that.
Yes.
Last time I spoke to them, they were drunk off their ass, and I was sneaking out of a hotel room to call them during their show because they texted me like it was urgent.
Where are they based out of again?
They are based in upstate New York.
Okay. So yeah, that's what
I would love to. I hope those guys can come out to that event.
Yeah,
man.
We hope we come to the board break-a-thon.
That'd be great.
They're really
guys,
cool,
road trip. Sounds fun.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah, all
right, absolutely.
I'm bringing a tape measure.
Let's do some scammer shit.
Yeah.
And then we'll see if we can get drunk to the news. Otherwise, we'll do it next week because we don't want to go too long tonight.
Yeah.
Probably won't do all the scammers.
You just said too long after we were measuring dicks.
I enjoyed that game.
I did too.
By the way, for the record, Pip Helix won, but and it was because you got that last one on.
Oh, yes!
By one penis.
I won by one penis.
It's, the final score was 9-8.
So's Mr. Helix going to win by one penis tonight.
So I enjoyed that game.
I did too.
Yes.
Let me just collect myself as we've been banned yet again.
I know. You know, there was a sort of...
They were fine with everything, by the way, and I said I'll talk to him off the air. They were fine with everything, but Joe going off. I'm like, yeah, I'll talk to him about that.
You know.
Is that the first time you had to apologize for me?
Won't be the last.
It's business as usual for you.
Yeah, I don't. I think that if we do get back, it's going to be quite a fight back in with the people in the chat room because man, they were
no.
Because
Davin will be manning it. I probably won't be allowed anywhere near it.
No, I'm fine with what you did.
Yeah,
I don't have it. I'm not mad at you. I remember when you went off the first time at the compound. You asked if I was. No, you're fucking sticking up for yourself.
Yeah,
sticking up for the show. I got no issue with it.
No,
and people shouldn't be. And really, the owner needs to get a set and go. Listen, you guys started it.
Yeah. You guys started
it. It's not like we went on there and like talk shit about the station
or
anybody there.
Nope.
Yeah, so.
Nope.
But yeah, they started it. They were, you know.
And we finished it.
They all started getting all the, saying things like, he started it. Get your skirts off.
I do love the fact that it all went down on the air.
I know. Yeah. Well, get your skirts off. That's going to be nice for line.
Davin, Joe, and Pip get fired again.
What else is new?
Rayman and Guy Blow backing us up live.
It's like
yeah, tell those guys, fuck you.
Oh, I know. It's great. It was like a whole internet gang.
You know
what? It's Tuesday. What else is new?
All right, let's do a little scammers.
I can't wait to hear what went down.
Always and forever.
These bongos? Kong marching down the aisle? Tame the savage beast.
All right, I dare you. You renew your vows with Joanne. You have to use this.
Oh, shit.
That was when the bongos kicking. This is our wedding song, really.
Yeah. Was it?
All right, so I've been checking out Julie Love. She's the girl that they use, and we suspect she might be involved.
Right.
And now she has this new Facebook page where she's getting all these hits. And she's pretty much putting all her pictures all over the place, kind of pouring herself out.
Yes.
I even saw a little nipple on it.
Whoa, really?
A little covered nipple. Oh. So here's what somebody wrote on one of her pages. This is,
okay. I'm not hearing you, I'm just hearing music.
Alright, so anyway. There we go. So one of the people wrote to her in September, to Julie Love. Love to chat, so, happy birthday, make it big. Then a day later, love to chat sometime. Then a day after that, please, I need to chat with you. I have a cam. You could save me. Love the coffee because she sells the coffee.
Oh,
right. Do you know, is there an opening in my area? This doesn't look good. When can we chat for me to move on with my life? I need to talk to you.
This is a desperate person?
On Julie's page.
Oh, boy.
I know you were busy. I'm no one to you. I asked this. Help me to set my soul free. Then we can talk about coffee. I think I can make it big here. I just need a push.
Oh, boy.
And I emailed him, and I said, listen, man, it looks like you've been hurt. I might have some information for you to figure out if you were hurt by the real Julie Love or by somebody else.
Yes.
Never responded back to me.
Oh, dear.
Fucking shut in.
It's like, that's not possible.
So then I go last week, I go to her new Facebook page.
Right.
And there's a guy on her Facebook page who is like, Carrie, you should have at least told me you were okay. At least send me the picture you sent me. An hour or two later, that comment was deleted.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Now, before on cjulie.com,
right.
You had to go Western Union.
Yeah.
And it was like, send me whatever you can,
yes.
And you'll see the naked shit. It's been updated.
Yes. Oh, now what can you do?
This blog features mostly my daily life videos and sometimes new videos and photos. Access is not free. You can send me a $75 payment for lifetime access. I only accept payment by prepaid Visa, MasterCard, Green Dot, I don't know what that is, or money order sent to me via mail. You can purchase a prepaid card from Walmart, Target, Walgreens, CVS, and many other places. Email me to request my mailing address. Include your phone number if you would like me to call you and give you my mailing address on the phone. after I receive your payment, I will set up access. A lot more sophisticated. The money's starting to roll in.
Yeah, I'll say.
She's back with this whole thing. Because remember, she was just pushing the motor thing.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Now,
motor club.
On YouTube, remember, she had videos all over the place. Yeah. All those are down.
Oh.
Those are all off really? YouTube now.
Oh, because now, oh, she took.
So now you want to, you got to get
now
it.
You got to pay.
Yeah.
You got to pay for this.
Now, on one of her Facebook videos that they post, because they're posting videos all the time.
Right.
She's like, now, like, I need a new couch. I'm going to buy a new couch. I could really use the money. If not, you know, I'll wait for, I'll wait till I get my tax refund. But if you send me for a private request, mm-hmm. I'll have the money to buy the couches. She's soliciting now on her Facebook
page. Based
on what
she needs. I need a couch.
But we're supposed to think this girl isn't involved at all.
No, not at all.
No, she's perfectly fucking normal.
Yeah, it's like, I'll writhe around on my new couch for you if you send me some money. You know, it's just shameless.
Yeah. All right. So that's that. You guys can judge what you want on that.
You know, I just think that she's really, it's kind of sad. You know, you're trading on what you look like and you know, showing your bits for people for money so that you can get a new couch. How low have you sunk?
As low as it takes to get a movie deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So remember where we last left off? We had a hit on our website from Ghana.
Yes.
And we had not heard. We did not know if my Agnes was gone.
Yeah, and if she had learned about our dirty secret that we're know about her dirty secret.
Exactly. Mm. So November 26th, I wrote, I thought I would hear from you. I was going to call you yesterday. Hope you're okay. Last Thursday, I hear, hi, hun, I'm fine. It's just that I'm having some issues. Hope you are doing well. See you soon. Love you. Take care.
Oh, okay. So maybe it wasn't her.
That was 6:42 in the morning. 8:35, I'm glad you're okay. What are the issues? Maybe I can help. Things are moving ahead in a positive manner here. Looks like I'm going to get what I want soon. Just trying to figure out what the future holds. Be well, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, hey, how are you doing? Later on, I'm good. How are you? She goes, just passed by. Listen to this. I just passed by to say hi. I am going good. I will be gone in a few. I go, we never talk anymore. I guess you are a busy girl. Okay, but where are you going? She says.
What?
Exactly. I go, what do you mean? Well, will you be going in a few minutes' time? I go, I wasn't going anywhere. You said you were going someplace.
Yeah.
Maybe you were confusing me with another conversation.
Uh-oh.
No, I am typing confused.
Okay.
You said you were leaving in a few minutes, I say. She goes, not really.
What the?
I go, you said you were just passing by and had to leave. Now I am confused. She goes, let's forget about it. Talk. I miss you.
Okay.
So you think she was talking to somebody else?
Absolutely.
She was giving him the whole brush off because Big Daddy's back in town.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
Oh, what a just stupid.
I go, what is going on? I care for you, but I think things are changing. She goes, It's not I would like us to be talking every day, but my neighborhood is getting scary. I can't go to the internet often. Someone was killed in the night on the road. I go, what road? The road leading to the cafe. I go, I don't want you in danger. What is the name of the road? Well, I don't really know the names of the roads.
Really? I have no idea where I live.
Really stupid. I go, what's the name of the cafe? It's called Busy Internet. Now, there is busy internet cafes.
And was the road Busy Intersection by any chance?
No, that's the name of it.
I know.
So, I go, I'm trying to find that cafe on the internet. If I can find, I can see the area, and then I can tell you when it is safe to leave by seeing if it looks dangerous on the streets. I can protect you some. It looks like Busy Internet is the name of a provider, not a cafe. Oops, maybe I found it. I can't have you in danger. Whatever happens between us, I will always care for you and your well-being. I'm trying to find out where the fuck she's coming
from.
Yeah. Trying to do a little Google Maps.
I know.
She goes, yeah, I know. I really appreciate it. I go, we need to have a serious talk at some point. At some point soon about what the future holds for us.
Yes.
She goes, should we have it now? I go, I found the cafe. Does 42 Ring Road sound right to you? That's the one in Accra.
Ah.
She goes, no, not really. I go, is it the one in the mall? She goes, maybe that's another branch. I go, probably right. Busy Internet Cafe is the cafe you use when you can't use your friend's phone, right? Yeah, okay. Cool, which one is it? Then I give her a whole fucking list of Busy Internet Cafe sites.
Which one is it?
She goes, well, I think it's the one in Tima.
She doesn't know where she goes.
No. Okay. I go, is it next to the movie theater? She goes, no. I go, okay, what's it by? I need to keep you safe. There are some stores beside it. I go, okay, from the looks of busy internet sites, the place where you're going is not a cafe, but a hotspot. Stupid. Is that correct? And by the way, busy internet cafes, the actual cafes, are open 24/7. And we know she says they're closing and whatnot.
Ah.
I don't bring that into it, but whatever. No, but don't worry. Maybe I will have to go in the afternoon to get someone to escort me when I'm going there. She wants to get out of this conversation.
Yes, she does.
Babe, the place you describe is not a cafe. It is a housing community. I go, look at the prices. I could move there now, and we could be very comfortable. Hell, we would be rich with just the cash I'm carrying right now.
Oh, boy.
Hey, hon. Wow, that's the best news I've heard in a long time.
How much cash are you carrying?
I saw some.
Can you get to a Western Union with it immediately?
Yeah, really. I go, I could actually just disappear from my real life and go there and be with you if these prices are right. Okay, but can you do that right now? I go, in theory I could. Just walk away from everything I could. I could probably never come to the United States, though, as I would owe child support and be arrested if I came back for not paying it. What do you think? She goes, I don't want anything to happen to you. Have to do things right. I go, you're probably right. I like the fact that she cares.
Yeah.
I go, you're probably right. A lot has been going on. I do think sometimes I am in love with the illusion of you instead of the reality of you.
Oh, that's a nice
line. She goes, thank you. I think we love each other. That's all that matters. I saw in your message that you will have everything you want. How is that? I go, the court date for my divorce has been put on the calendar. It's just a matter of time now. My lawyer succeeded in not letting my wife's attorneys get access to my computer.
Damn it. You know what? I actually sat here and for a moment forgot that this was make-believe. And I went, oh, really? They set a court date? And I was like, stupid. You know this is make-believe.
Yeah, it's a court date set.
Whatever. Sorry.
I go, our secret is safe. I go, I have not had a drink this week, and it's all thanks to a rabbi I met on a bus. Because remember, she's a big Christian girl, and I've dabbled with the Jesus and seeing a priest.
I know.
She goes, wow, I am relieved. It would have been really disastrous had they gotten it. Who did you meet on a bus? I am happy you have not had a drink. A rabbi. Do you know what a rabbi is? She goes, a teacher. I go, in a way, yes. A rabbi is like a priest, but for the Jewish religion. Have you heard of Jews?
Those strange things that live in New York? Yes, I believe I may have.
She goes, yeah, and how did he help you? I go, what do you think of Jewish people? Well, she goes, well, I read in the Bible God really likes them. He's bad.
They come over, they go bowling.
It's a good time. They all wear the same bowling shirt. It's nice. A little team.
Nice.
Team tribe.
Team tribe.
I know they worship God. I go, they do. They are called the chosen people. She goes, okay. I go, anyway, I was very distraught, and he just started talking to me about God's love and people being judged by other people. He made a lot of sense to me. See, the priest I was talking to about you really made me question myself and who you are as a person. The rabbi said it was not for any man to judge, as there is only one judge in heaven. He said the Jews did not believe in hell. All along I've believed I was going to hell. I don't want to go to hell, Agnes. I've done so many bad things. I don't want to go to hell.
I think I have to be a Jew now.
Anyway, there was a lot of things that I liked about Judaism. I'm thinking of converting.
Because of one bus ride.
We had to introduce the Jewish element at some point.
Yes.
She goes, well, he might have told you some good things, but I don't think you should convert. You will not go to hell if you do bad things. You will go to hell if you do not confess your sins. To God, it's really that simple. God will forgive your sins if you tell them to him. Now, this is very interesting because I was talking to my friend who scams the scammers.
Yes.
And she tells me that they really believe that if you can do bad things, yes, but if you confess your sins, it's okay. So that they're fine with this scamming as long as they tell God, hey, I'm an asshole.
They're real Catholics.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
I know. And then they go to confession and it's all done. Hmm. Yeah, no, that's actually what Christians do.
I had no idea.
Oh, yes. And, yeah, cause we're not going to hell either as long as we confess at the last minute. Right?
I go, maybe Judaism was the first monotheistic religion. Jesus was Jewish. Did you know this? She goes, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, boy.
He converted though.
I go, yes, it's
no,
true.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. He Jesus was never a Christian.
No.
No, they followed.
He was the guy.
No, he was the guy.
He was the guy.
Everybody
he was
after
the guy. Look at these robes and sandals. I'm the guy.
I'm the guy. Look at this haircut. I'm the guy.
I go, I didn't know either. It was like a whole world opened up to me. Abraham was the first Jew. Jesus was a rabbi. Yeah, I know Jesus was a rabbi. Did you really?
Yeah.
I go, hun, I've been talking to the priest a lot up until this week. I didn't tell you. He insisted I repent and let you go because our love started while I was married, because we write porn, because of the lies. He said in order for me to come back to the flock, I had to give it all up, including you. The rabbi said that while there are morals, he would not make me give anything up. Not you, because it is something just between me and God. If I were Jewish, maybe I could have it all. Maybe I wouldn't feel the shame, the guilt. Jews don't have guilt.
Meet my mother. No.
At least not like we do.
She's down at gelt. That's the best. We have gelt.
Sure, have some gelt. It's tasty and not
guilty. Nice.
She goes, so what do you want to do now? You want to leave me? Do you want to break my heart? Well, I'm lost for words. I'm like, no. I'm saying the priest wants me to leave you, but I don't want to. Maybe if I am Jewish, we can be happy together. Maybe I won't live with the guilt and fear of hell. She goes, you are a Christian, right? Then you have nothing to fear if you confess your sins to God. You don't have to feel guilt because he's forgiven you. Thanks, dear, for not leaving. Babe, at this point, I don't know what I am. I believe in God. I'm just thinking I might need to switch teams in order to talk to him. Is that bad? And people get traded. I'm a free agent.
And just in time for Hanukkah.
Sure. I want 8 presents. She goes, I don't think it is bad. But since you believe in God, that's very good. Switching teams, well, I don't think that's any good. Believe me, even though you might not see, God loves you. I go, the priest tells me if I can't worship with him, I can't worship with him if I continue with you. This is a priest. Why would he say this if it's not true? He wants me to choose between my faith and you. It drove me to drink more. I just want to be loved. I just want to be at peace. I'm tormented.
I know.
She goes, well, he is judging you. If he says you cannot worship with him because of me, Christianity does not do this. Well, I know you would find peace with Christianity, and it will give you the peace you are looking for. And since you believe in God, that's a good start. I go, I guess. Would you love me less if I became a Jew? She goes, it's not your religion I love. It's you I love. I can see you really want to become a Jew. Am I right? I go, I'm thinking about it. I just want to be happy. I'm tired of clutching my gun, wishing for the strength to apply the pressure that will lead to the loudest noise, followed by the ultimate silence.
Oh, God. We're back there.
All right, before we go into that realm.
Okay.
What do you think of the introducing of Judaism? This is something I feel Joe has kind of wanted for a while.
I think she's warm in her oven.
What do you think, kids?
You're converting.
I'm converting to honesty.
That's funny.
I think that's funny.
All right. So, yeah, now we're back to suicide.
Back to suicide gang.
She goes, don't say that. Anyway, how is comedy going?
Don't say.
Speaking of which.
I go, I am sorry.
Why do you think I have the gun to my head?
I go, I am sorry. I should not have said this to you. I apologize. I am usually better at keeping these things from you. I apologize for my moment of weakness. Never mind if you do that. You might be gone, but you will inflict an everlasting pain and that I cannot overcome. I go, don't say that. Well, then don't do anything to yourself. Promise me. I go, hon, I can't promise you that. I can promise you you will never know, so you can just assume that I lost my computer. I'm caring. Ugh. It means you're planning on leaving me then?
Ugh.
No, I am not. Stop saying that, stupid. Then promise me, please. It is you who disappears and entertains other men.
Oh! Oh!
I don't do that. Why do you say that? Because I'm an asshole. You are hurting my feelings.
Yeah.
I go, you often get confused in our conversations. Your post about loved ones on Facebook, yet I see no other Aretes, and I feel it. Remember her Thanksgiving post?
Yes.
Well, I have friends and family I care about. That's why I send those posts. But you don't have to say I entertain other men. That's offensive. My word!
It's very offensive.
I go, I don't mean to offend. Sometimes I just feel like there are others is all. I don't need others if you are all I need. If I am arranging to get a phone, if it goes through, we will be talking on a phone so it removes the doubts you have. I go, okay. I'm sorry to upset you. I just feel a distance larger than the ocean between us sometimes.
Nice.
The phone will reduce the distance. So we will feel loved, she says. She's good. This one's good.
Yeah.
I got management.
Yeah.
I hope so. You are so smart.
I got management.
She goes, thanks, hon. How's your comedy going?
Yeah.
Busy. I guess that's good, she says. I am working a lot. I've been approached about various projects, including a book deal. It's good, though. I get exposed to a lot of temptation. Why is that? It's nightclubs, alcohol, and loose women who want to hang with the star.
Oh.
Shut up, Joe. That's not the funniest thing.
And Miss Easton Seaboard.
Seabird. She stole that seagull.
She looks like a seagull. With a sash around them.
She goes, the book dealer is a nightclub. What is he doing there? The book dealer is in a nightclub. What's he doing there? I go, oh, no. I thought we were talking about comedy. He found me online. He heard about me. Wants to write a book about my experiences on the road. Maybe another one about love on the internet.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. Is the deal a good one? Will it benefit you? Could be. I have to write him an overview. I don't know what benefits me anymore. He could pay well, so it would benefit somebody. Do you think a love like we found is common on the internet? Nice. Well, I think it's quite hard to find a love on the internet. I think we were meant to be together, and we also got lucky, she says.
Uh-huh.
She's good.
Yeah.
I go, you're probably right. I go, what are you doing with me? You could do so much better. She goes, I cannot do better without you. I go, I'm a mess. She goes, you are not. I get more of a thrill from cold steel in my hand than the laughs of an adoring crowd.
Ooh.
You really like when I go suicidal.
No, I don't.
But you react to that.
I know, but it's creepy.
Is it good?
It's creepy, yeah.
She goes, then I guess comedy's also going well.
I don't understand. She just glosses over all the suicidal ideation. Ugh.
I go, it is, but what I'm saying is I would rather hold my gun than make people laugh. That can't be normal, can it? She goes, it would be if I were a cop, and since you are not, then it means it's not normal.
Ugh.
I go, exactly. I do believe if you are the woman that you have led me to believe you are, then everything will be okay. I will find peace. I will find love. I will do right by you.
Mm.
We will do right by each other, she says. I miss this.
This person has no soul.
What are you talking about? We're in love.
No. I mean, you're thrown out. So many times you've thrown out, here's the opportunity for you to come clean. I have told you that I love you and that I believe you to be a certain person.
Well, she's going
to
repent and it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be better.
She goes, I go, I wish we were together right now. She goes, yeah, me too. I didn't feel this loneliness. I didn't feel this loneliness. I go, exactly. I just yearn to hold you. She goes, that's nice. I go, I should probably stop. She goes, it's okay. Anyhow, how did you come by performing in a nightclub? Hun, if I continue thinking about holding you, I will soon think about other things to do with you in my arms. Nightclubs is what I do for a living. Where did you think I performed, stupid?
No, you didn't say that. I forgot. I thought I was talking to Joe.
Well, I was talking to the chat room for the...
Are you still on?
No, I'm gone.
Oh, okay.
No, I've been heaved hoed.
Are they still talking about
us? Oh, they don't like me. Yeah, they
holy
they're still talking about
that's
you?
That's a reason to keep us there. That's the fucking reason to keep
us
there.
They're still
because they're still talking.
Well, no. They're not still talking. I mean, but they were after a while.
Are they talking about anything now?
No.
Exactly. Nothing's right. Fucking going on.
Nothing.
Nothing's going on.
Let me tell you something. That room was so lame and boring. I shook that room up more than it's ever been.
And that's what I'm going to say to him. I'm going to be like, nothing was going on in your chat. One of your listeners sounded off. We fire back and the whole place is a buzz.
Yeah.
People listen to Stern because they hate him as much as they love
right.
him.
Right. Exactly.
I'll talk to him, but I don't give a shit. Anyway. Whatever. She goes, okay, it's cool, but I trust you completely. I go, what's cool? My impure thoughts of fun with you or the fact that I work in nightclubs? She goes, the fact that you work in a nightclub does not mean anything. You are just doing your job. I go, agreed. Can I still have impure thoughts about things to do with you? She goes, thoughts are in your head. Then I guess you can still have them.
Mm.
And what happens if I shared them with you? Just a little bit, okay? Now, before I go on, Pip Helix has been pushing me to have fucking internet sex with this scammer.
Hold on. Yes,
we were on the phone, you know, it'd be really cool.
We were actually on Facebook.
We were talking on the phone. I was doing laundry.
Oh, that's right. Okay. But no, what I wanted was this idiot to start saying the stuff that women say to men to try to get them all worked up and say to them, oh, you're so big. You're so great. Because I thought it would be hilarious for her to be doing the sex talk with somebody she's never actually met. And well, I wanted to push you in that direction.
Well, let's see what happens.
Because it would amuse me.
Let's see what happens.
Okay. Awesome.
She goes, just a little bit, okay? I go, I won't. She goes, okay. I go, I thought you would prefer that. She goes, yeah, thanks for caring. I do care. It's an area where we are very different, though. She goes, why do you say that? I go, because I am a very sexual and expressive person, and you are not. She goes, oh, okay, I understand. I go, I understand you. I've never been with anybody who is as closed off to such things as you are. It is hard for me.
I bet it is.
She goes, yeah, I know, and I really appreciate you for that. I go, it's fine. Sometimes I get mad or hurt but I try to be patient. It is really hard sometimes because you are so good at writing sex scenes for movies, yet you will not indulge with the person you love. She goes, I kind of get uncomfortable when we are doing it. I go, why? When we are doing what? Talking about it, she says. I go, porn? She goes, when we indulge.
Oh.
I go, why? She goes, don't really know why. I go, do you think about us together? She goes, all the time. I go, so why won't you share your thoughts? It's just us. She goes, okay, let's talk about it.
Oh, do I need a towel for this?
I go, okay, are you sure? Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, how do you envision it will be our first time together? She goes, well, I think we would have dinner and share some kisses. I like that. I go, are you a good kisser? She goes, I think I am. I go, I like slow, sensuous kisses. Just a little tongue. Not too much. Just to kind of pique the interest of the person I am kissing.
Hope you got a big rod, because apparently they got big ones over there.
Yes, I'll be coming off a little short to this game.
Yeah, statistics show.
Statistically speaking, stay home, stupid. You ruined the mood, Joe.
Sorry.
Just been all quiet until now.
We're having sexy talk for Pimp. Oh, by the way, how good is my Pimp hand?
Your Pimp hand is strong. And all of a sudden, Joe pops in with the rod talk. Boing!
Stupid. So I go, how about you, asking about the kissing? She goes, well, I think we like the same things. I like kissing, but not too much tongue.
Oh, that's what she says?
Yeah. I go, do you like very wet kisses? She goes, nope.
Oh.
I go, me either. So what would happen after dinner and some nice soft kisses, I ask. She goes, you tell me what you think would happen. I go, I will when you are done. I want to live inside your head for a little while. She goes, okay.
Just don't say you want to be her tampon.
Ew. Ugh. You're ruining it. You're ruining Zombo.
I'm sorry.
I go, so what happens next? You have my full attention.
Every inch of my attention.
Every insufficient inch.
Every lacking.
Every below Ghana's average inch. She goes, we would only kiss for the first day, but we would only have sex in a few days to come. I go, okay, make me wait for it. Such a lady. She goes, yeah. I go, it would be very hard, but I would be respectful.
Nice wording.
She goes, that's why I love you. I put a smiley face, I think, or a heart. I go, do you think we would be very good in bed together? She goes, well, can't tell about that, but we have to wait and see. I go, I know that, but how do you picture it in your mind? Surely you have an idea. She goes, with the ideas in my head, I think we're going to have a really good time.
Oh, boy.
I go, so share them with me. I promise I will share mine with you afterwards. Come on, babe. Let me into your heart and your thoughts.
That's not where you want to get into.
She goes, tell me what you want to know. Like, I want to know how you envision it our first time. Is there foreplay? Am I the aggressor? Or are you? Is it sensuous and slow, or is it quick and rough and animalistic? She goes, well, I like it simple, very slow the first time. Well, kissing will be the foreplay, I think. I go, kissing is very nice foreplay. Will the kissing remain just on the lips, or lips be wandering to other parts of the body? She goes, the first time would only be on the lips, but will proceed into other parts as time goes on. This is different than stick and mouth.
Yeah. Yes.
Stick,
yes.
Dick and back. I got management.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, you got management on the phone. Yeah. you got management on the phone.
Yeah.
I go, I see. Would you initiate the kissing, or would I? She goes, courtesy demands that you initiate it.
Oh, that's interesting.
I go, courtesy. I've never heard it used that way before. I promise I'll be very courteous.
Yes, ma'am. No, thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
She goes, okay. I go, so what happens after I'm courteous? She goes, we would make love, but it'll be quite short the first time, though.
I bet it will.
I go, slow and ending quickly, question mark?
Probably splash your load.
She goes, yeah, because now we're getting to know each other's body. I go, doesn't sound like you think I'll be able to last very long, LOL.
You got a tail? I mean,
I don't.
I go, so where would this be taking place? I don't know about that. I would have to get an apartment first, I guess. Or maybe when you get divorced and we live together in your house. I'm not talking about real estate, stupid.
She's moving right in,
well,
huh?
Well, we're going to get married.
Yeah.
I never proposed. Anyway. Okay. So would I lay you down on the bed, or would you lay me down on the bed, or would the bed not be in place at all? She goes, well, I guess I will lay you down on the bed.
Oh.
I guess. I thought you had this planned in your mind.
Yeah.
I go, I mean, I will lay you down on the bed, and after that, you'll be on the bed, I will be on top. I go, nice. I can picture it in my head right now. Go on.
Go on.
I picture you having soft, fragrant skin.
Wait a minute. Which one's talking?
I'm saying me.
Oh,
this
okay.
Time. She goes, well, actually, I do.
Oh, all right.
It's not a dude this time.
No.
I go, something floral, but not overpowering. She goes, sounds nice. So I go, so am I on my back and you are on top? What do you picture next? So we will make love. I go, I know. Stupid. I didn't put that.
Broken.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I go, I know, but unless you are really bad at it, there's more than climb on top and we are finished.
Yeah, stick it in.
Are we looking into each other's
eyes? Stupid.
Are we looking into each other's eyes? Is your hair flowing? Are you topless? Do we switch positions? Are we vocal or quiet? What do we say? So much to think about. So much to do.
It's like chores.
No, this is. I think this is check, how it's done. Check. Is this good? I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
it's a freaking to-do list.
No, but getting her to say,
Joe, I'm creating a fucking bit here for Pip. Okay. It's not me fucking talking on the phone. Did you do the bit, stupid? I'm trying to create an image. She goes. We're all vocal because we have to communicate. We also switch positions.
Not what you mean by vocal.
I go, what do you say when I first enter you? She goes, ah, baby, be patient. Take it slow. Yeah, I like that. I like what you're doing.
This is hysterical.
What are you talking about? I'm typing with you. You're getting what you want, stupid, as this is going on.
I know. I remember this conversation.
I go, do you think I would fit well inside you? Well, compared to what's been in there, I'm going to put two cars in.
Easily. You and your friends.
Stupid USA.
Damn.
I go, yeah, I think so. You have to be gentle considering we'll be tight, considering the fact that it's been a long time.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Smoking hits.
Yes. No.
I go, I will be very gentle, my love. Will you be wet before I enter you?
Why is the roof leaking?
You ruin everything.
Sorry.
I'm like doing the whole seductive voice for the listeners and Pip, not, you know, this is what you want. By the way, is this what you want?
Yes. Yes.
Am I doing
it? This is so Pip funny.
Are you loving this?
Funny, yes, because she's like, and she's like so bad at it. And you're like, but like this or like that. And she's like,
but I'm kind of leading her.
Yes, I know. This is very funny.
I go, will you be wet before I enter? She goes, yeah. Baby, my time is up. I have to get going. It's getting dark.
No!
Let's talk tomorrow.
No!
Please deposit 50 cents.
No! Oh my god! You do something like that because this person is so uncomfortable. They're like, I gotta get out of here.
That's funny.
That's exactly. Oh, thank you. That's so funny.
I go, oh, good lord.
It's like, not now.
I go, okay, I love what you pictured. It's beautiful. Thank you for doing this with me. I know it was not easy. I love you. I hope this was not terrible for you. It's like a real first time.
I know she's crying. You're wondering why.
She goes, I'm glad that you are happy.
Not happy.
She goes, doesn't matter since you are happy. I am glad.
Oh, my God. No, you silly bitch. Not now.
I go, is this something you would want to continue at a later day in time? No, it does not matter. It matters a lot. I thought it was beautiful.
It matters a lot.
She goes, not every day, but once in a while, okay?
Not every day.
Of course, though I am dying to see how this plays out. Every day I would never get any work done.
I can't believe she pulled that. I gotta go.
Did you enjoy doing this at all? She goes, LOL, enjoy the rest of your day. Love you and see you later. Dream of me.
That's not an answer.
I go, you too. Did you hate this, my love? She goes, nope.
Nope.
Okay.
Always wow, you are a lousy lover.
I didn't get a chance. I just started.
God, yeah. You got blue balls on that, huh?
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, reality, if it was real, I would have.
Wow. I did.
God, this is my adolescence.
I know. This, really, this is so teenage.
I wish we could go back into the future, because there was something I'd say, but I won't.
Oh, damn.
I'm sure you guys know what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
A future bit.
Yes.
I go, I always do. And now the dreams will be even better. Because you are involved, I am happy. Okay, my love. I know it is a different culture. I love you and appreciate you. Thanks, baby. Have to go. Love ya. All right, my dear. Somebody across the oceans has you on their mind. Love you more. Bye. And then I give her the more. Bye.
Bye.
We're back, motherfuckers.
So many E's. Oh, right. God. Thank you. That was hilarious.
You enjoyed?
That was very
Is that what you wanted?
Yes. I wanted her to be like...
Well, she needs a cigarette.
Yes. No, I mean...
Did I do that well?
Yes. I wanted her to be like, Yeah, and you're on top, and yeah, like so awkward, and it was perfect. She was so awkward, and you're like, would it be like this? Would it be like
that?
It
was kind of sexy.
Yeah, because she was like, you're like, not just, oh, you'll stick it in, and then we're done.
Well, I'm doing a show.
I know.
Did you like my addition of the music?
Yes. Oh, that was the perfect music, too. That was funny. Right. Oh, my God. But I can't believe she pulled the old, I got to go. It's time. My time's up here. No. No, not right there. I have audio blue balls.
Well, I got a lot more, but we're not going to do it tonight. Okay. I got a lot more on this. I got other surprises for you kids.
Okay.
In this. I think we're even going to blow. You want to blow off drunks in the news?
Yeah.
Blow off drunks in the news. We'll do some plugs. We'll get the fuck out of here. It's been a very eventful show.
It was.
I enjoyed that. I loved Raymond and Geibel. I loved the game.
They're very good.
I loved getting fired. I think I'll repair that.
Yeah, I think you can.
But, I mean, whatever.
This was a fun show. You know, they overreacted.
They seriously did. Yeah. I mean, he's got my list. My list is my really.
Yeah.
So they'll come back and hear. What are they going to say next?
One guy with a fresh mouth.
That's really what it was.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Oh, they just seemed like a nice group of people. And this one guy said, oh, this is a lame show. And then I just.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care.
Okay.
Let's do some plugs.
Okay.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Sexy voice.
I know. Let's get the fuck out of here.
It is kind of erotic to do that, though. It's completely horseshit.
Well, yeah, no, but that's why
I've never really done it.
But I know, but no, you did good. You did good phone, video,
internet
sex thing. Okay. You did it very well.
Well, this show was made possible by Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. By the way, you have one less station to read at the end.
Oh, yeah, I did.
When we get there,
hold on a second. And I just rewrote this list.
Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York, who we're going to be doing the board breakathon. Please, we're not just a bunch of jackasses. We're going to do good things.
We do good things.
We're going to raise money for charity. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Also, school is back in session, so make sure you ask them about their after-school programs for the kids. Give them a call to learn more, 845-469-1716, or check them out at smacenters.com. Also, if you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends or families. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor. We found out quite a bit about the Mediterranean tonight.
Yeah, we sure did.
Done in a non-pretentious way.
Very good.
Nice.
It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Talking about the restaurant, kids.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the last conversation.
Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Great. Christmas is coming up. Great place to host your office Christmas party or something. Great
place. Such good food.
Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Ave in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescosrestaurant.com, and when you call, don't forget to ask them about their comedy night. Also like to thank jamesthomaswebdesign.com. Every platform, every browser, every type of social media, they have it covered. If you want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, James Thomas Web Design is the company for you. Check them out at jamesthomaswebdesign.com and tell them that Davin's Den sent you for a special discount. Sidesplittingproductions.com. For comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, characters like Santa Claus, Sidesplitting Productions is the place to go. You definitely want to go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Give us a call at 551-404-3094.
Pip. You can hear us live on Tuesdays at Levy Land, which uses Stickham, WKAD Radio, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanNetRadio.com, and now our new affiliate, thehitzoneradio.net, from 6:30 to the end of the show. We were on Smoking Hits until the middle of the show. And Timmy,
no plugs for them.
We'll go back to that.
Nothing. You'll get nothing.
Nothing.
Whatever. And fucking man up, Smoking Hits. Don't be pussies. That's why we had to bail your ass out in World War II.
Oh, right. Boy. Okay. Yeah, but we might not be back at Smoking Hits. But anyway, you can hear the downloads of the show at so many different places. We're at Stitcher.com, iTunes. All the shows are on DavinComedy.com. You can hear us at Wicked, which is WKAD Radio. More Like Radio. We're on the Android app. CyanNet uses TuneIn Radio. We were at Smoking Hits. Cross out.
Go?
Okay, I'm just crossing it out.
Damn. for now.
And all our compound shows are available.
Did you mention the Hit Zone?
That's
our newest affiliate. You mentioned
I did mention our newest affiliate.
I was doing multiple things.
Yeah, sorry. You were doing other things. I did talk about them. Yeah. And the compound shows are available at ustream.tv/channel/live-from-the-compound. Joe?
Okay. Hate Speech Radio. Check them out on Levy.
That might be us after tonight.
On Bob Levy. ReverendBobLevy.com. Check out my pal Heather Height and their show.
Levyland.com.
Levyland.com, sorry.
And go to StickCam.
Then you got the Hooter and Greenway Show. The Hooter and Greenway Show started 16 years ago when two teenage boys met in high school. Join them every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on MoreLikeRadio.com as they bring you the worst in society and the best in entertainment. Also, my pal Mick Thomas. Actually, it is the Mick and Tommy Show. Check those guys out at Mick and Tommy on feedburner.com. Their show is really good. Mick Thomas Show.
Mick Thomas Show.
The Carrie Edelman Show. The Carrie Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her show live Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Carrie Edelman. The Some Guy Show. Join Jay Such and Joe Kearney for The Some Guy Show as they target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out at hotlatalk.com. These guys really rule. Rain Man and Guy Blow.
I think Joe might try to leave our show.
I know.
These guys,
he's
going to really
beg
good.
To. Can yes. I drive all the way up to upstate every
yes.
day?
I got a drink with these guys. Listen to the Rain Man and Guy Blow show at rainmanguyblow.com, the Crystal Palace of Comedy with news, interviews, and original content. Tune into those guys live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. and subscribe to their podcast at rainmanguyblow.com. I believe they're also on Stick. Are they on StickCam?
They are on StickCam.
Check those guys out at StickCam.
They rock.
These guys rule.
They were fun. They were fun.
So funny.
They were fun to play with.
Them. Yes.
They're really good. Also, Watson and Watson. And I did not have time to write the read because Davin works me like a dog. So, Davin, tell us about Watson and Watson. As he steps up to the mic.
I work him like a dog as we lose affiliates because of his bark.
You want me to manage the website? That's what you get.
Watson and Watson. Listen, as a mother and son battle it out every Wednesday night on Levyland.com and Blog Talk Radio. Johnny has a cast of thousands with him. Always great comic. Always fun stuff. Johnny, his mom Judy Watson. They have Chip Ambrosia from Basement Chronicles is on there. A lot of good things on Watson. Watson talk about everyday events. They tend not to get fired from places. They're a little nicer than we are, but this is fucking awesome.
Yes.
Every time we leave the United States with an affiliate, things happen.
I know. We have to stay within our own country, I suppose.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. Pip, anything for Mr. Helix this week?
No.
Joe?
Yeah, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club tomorrow and Thursday night. Check on UncleVinny'sComedy.com and come on out Thursday and Friday, 9 o'clock. Wednesday and Thursday, 9 o'clock each night.
All right. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, December 5th, I'll be performing in Park Ridge for a fundraiser for Senator Cardinal. Email me at davin@davincomedy.com if you want ticket information. Also, later that night, I'll be hosting Game Night in Bayonne, New Jersey at TGI Friday.
No, you're still doing that? This
last week was supposed to be my last week. This week's supposed to be my last week. I ain't doing it next week because we got things to do.
Yep. Right.
The fun starts at 10 p.m., so come on down and win free stuff. That's the TGI Fridays in Bayonne, New Jersey. Friday, December 7th, I'll be in Altoona, Pennsylvania at the Sheraton. Tickets 814-946-1631. 814-946-1631. Saturday, December 8th, I'll be in Johnstown, PA at the Ambrosia Fine Dining. For tickets, call 814-269-3366. 814-269-3366. This has been a blast. We'll have news. I'll let you guys go to our page. I may have something new to blog about. You know what? I got something new to blog about now. I wasn't going to blog about this. I'm going to blog about the firing and the internet.
Bad.
And go to the end. Go to the Davin's Den Facebook page and click like. Follow me on Twitter at davincomedy.com.
Oh, yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Pip Helix. And
plankfoot@twitter.com.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening. And for not having a fart.
Yay.
Night. Nighty night. All work is done here.
Nighty night.